tickets can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts, and it may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Lansing, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa, the Director of Broadcasting at Central Michigan University. And what we have for you is the start to the final homestand of the regular season in 2023 for the Lansing Lugnuts, a game that was delayed to start, Adam. We're going to play some baseball here today, and do you believe these games are very important?
Well, they're very important. Hello there, by the
way.
Hello
there.
Great to see you, and great to see that the Lugnuts went on the road. You went with them, and they took 4-6. They've now won back-to-back series, and although they sit at the bottom of the East Division standings, they are just 5.5 games back of the first place, West Michigan Whitecaps. 5.5 back, 6 games this week against those Whitecaps. They got a shot for the playoffs here with 2 series left to go.
And that's where we have to begin, is with the mathematics of the whole thing, right? If the Lugnuts win 4 out of 6, they closed within 3.5 back. They take 5 out of 6, they close within 1.5. If West Michigan splits the series, it stays the same. Meanwhile, the Whitecaps, with a series victory, can gain some distance. And here's the key. Whoever sits atop the East Division, when the season comes to an end, will win the East and play Great Lakes in the first round of just a 2-round Midwest League playoffs.
The top 2 teams right now in the East Division are, Jesse?
The West Michigan Whitecaps and the Lake County Captains.
And the last 2 teams on the Lansing Lugnuts schedule here in 2023?
I see what you're driving at. The West Michigan Whitecaps here today, and then next week the Lugnuts play at the Lake County Captains.
Jesse, I know you're 5.5 games back, as the Lugnuts are, but the fate is in their hands. You take care of business, easier said than done, against the top 2 teams in the East Division. They got a shot to make the playoffs here, so it starts tonight, and these are massive games coming up over the final 2 weeks of the season.
The rehabbing Wilmer Flores gets the ball for West Michigan. The Lugnuts counter with Jose Di Cochea. Down to the field we go. Time for the national anthem.
Thank you.
Well done from Heidi Stevens down there. Ready for Lansing Lugnuts baseball. 12 games left to go in the 131-game season in 2023. The Lugnuts coming into tonight, 5.5 games back of first place West Michigan. The Whitecaps in town for 6 at Jackson Field. Lansing an even 30-30 at home this season. They're 25-29 in the second half overall. 56-63 for the season. While the Whitecaps in first place in the second half, 30-23 and 62-56 overall. So we will see what happens tonight. 40 minutes past the regular start time, but now ready for baseball. Overcast skies above, but we believe the rain has passed. Lansing in the home whites, West Michigan in the road blues. With the call of the game, you know who he is, the voice of the Nuts. Here is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The dual call, no more solitary. I was on my own in Dayton. I'm back together with Adam. And thanks so much for keeping us company. Find him online at Adam Jaksa, A-D-A-M-J-A-K-S-A. From me at Jay Goldstrass, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. The email address. Use it. Let us know what's up. Down to the field in Kelsey. Play ball declared. Let's go. Your Lugnuts defensively features the catcher Daniel Susak. At first base, Brendan Malone. At second base, Colby Halter. The shortstop is Jacob Wilson. And at third base, TJ Schofield Sam. In the outfield, Danny Bautista Jr. is in left. Junior Perez is in center. And in right field, Colby Thomas. And Adam, that brings us to the man on the mound, the right-hander Jose DiCochea. Your keys today.
Well, how about duplicate the performance we just saw from this man in Dayton? You want to know why Lansing won that series? Yes, they've been hitting it well. They've been playing great defense all year, but they have been pitching it well these last couple of weeks. He went 5 innings, gave up 1 hit, no runs, with a couple of strikeouts at Dayton. Let's see if he can give something close to that type of performance again tonight.
The wind is whipping through Lansing, Michigan right now. DiCochea chose the rubber. The time is 7:46 p.m. Carlos Mendoza takes a called strike, and we're officially underway at 7:47. The fastball from DiCochea.
I've flown on a couple of those before.
Here's the pitch. And that's a little low. You mean the wind?
No, you said it was 7:47.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. I'm going, has he flown on a DiCochea fastball?
Never.
One ball, one strike on Carlos Mendoza, whom, Adam, when you and I saw him earlier this year, we commented, how about the plate discipline, the walk-to-strikeout ratio? Still great. 40 walks, 36 Ks through 60 games.
Well, there's a reason that this is the best offense in the Midwest League. West Michigan has been up at the top for most of the season. They've got great hitters.
Home plate umpire Charles Welling. Bases umpire Clyburn Rondon. Bouncer on the right side. Halter to his left. He gets there. Plants and throws to get him at first. And there's one gone.
That's a really good play by Halter. Running to his left side there. Has to square his body and then has to find the baseball out of his mitt all before Mendoza's good speed gets down there to first in time. Nice play by the second baseman.
Something you might have noticed as we look at Jose DiCochea now deal with Seth Stevenson, the center fielder at 5'9" tall, the seventh rounder last year for the Detroit Tigers. If you look on the back of that DiCochea uniform, you'll see that it says not DiCochea, but Greens Deals. Runs up and inside, ball one. This is not just Players Weekend as they have in MLB. This is the players' homestand. The players will be wearing their nicknames on the back of their uniforms this entire series against West Michigan. No name for Stevenson on the back. The pitch just missed off the knees, off the outside corner. 2 balls, no strikes.
I love it. I love the personality that this brings out with the guys that wear the uniforms all year long with their last names, but get to have some flavor on the uniforms this week.
Stevenson, the early going in his Midwest League tenure, 2-0. And there's a called strike, as issued by the home plate umpire Welling. Stevenson is in start for game number 4. And in the first 3 games, about 4 hits, 3 singles and a double. 4 runs scored, plus 2 walks, plus 3 stolen bases. He's been an igniter. He swings and grounds this pitch foul left side. Now the count is 2-2.
Well, nice thing, we got to figure out what all these nicknames means. Does this mean he eats his greens or what?
So I talked to John Beller earlier today about either tomorrow or the day after. Beller sitting down with the Lugnuts and saying, explain to me the name on the back of your uniform this homestand. It's a player's series, so why not get a player involved to get the answers? Decoche has 2-2. Curveball up and in and hit him. Him hooking right out of his right hand. Stevenson took it. First HBP for Stevenson in high A. And a one-out base runner for West Michigan. And a base-stealing threat. So that brings up the right fielder, Brady Allen. Traded from the Marlins to the Tigers earlier this year. With Beloit, he hit .256 with 3 homers. And with the Whitecaps hitting .267 with 14 home runs. Oh, by the way, 29 combined doubles, too. No score, one out, one on. Hang on. Home plate umpire Welling gestures. We've got a pitch clock violation on Decochea. 1 ball and 0 strikes on Allen.
Well, he just wants to settle back in here. Nerves broken a little bit after he let one get away and gets behind to open this at bat. He'll lock back in this first inning.
Decochea's pitch, a called strike by Welling. Brady Allen is playing in his 112th game of the year. Second on the Whitecaps is Isaac Pacheco. Today's 108. Nobody else is even close. 1-1. And that's in there for a called strike, too. That's a good-looking curve.
That's right in tight. Looks like it's coming at you as a right-handed batter and then swoops in on the inner third of the plate. Good pitch.
Adam, did I ask you for a spotlight Whitecap?
You did not.
Let's ask that. But first a 1-2 for Allen. Here it comes. Runner takes off. Pitches outside. Throw down to second by Susak. Tag. Waiting. Colby Halter tagging at Seth Stevenson. 2 gone.
Oh, the irony. That's the guy I was going to choose.
Seth Stevenson or Colby Halter?
Seth Stevenson for the Whitecaps.
You can still choose him.
Well, I'm going to choose him, but...
Let's see what he does the rest of the game. 2 outs and nobody on. Decoche and Allen yanked it down and away. And to the backstop it goes.
It's more so because I like the alliteration of his name.
I
that
knew it.
Caught
I
my
knew
eye.
It. No other alliterative names in this Whitecaps order. Not Gage Workman or Luke Gold or Andrew Jenkins, Isaac Pacheco, Josh Crouch, Austin Murr, only Seth. It's a payoff pitch. Allen takes off the outside corner. Ball 4. That pitch just kept on running on Decochea. Started on the corner, didn't finish there. Brady Allen draws his 57th walk of the year. He has 5 steals in 6 attempts. 4-for-4 as a member of the Whitecaps. And the batter is the cleanup man. Hey, you remember this guy. Gage Tater Workman, the Arizona State Sun Devil. Back with West Michigan. Runner at first, 2 outs, no score. The pitch, he takes ball 1 low. Workman through 33 games, hitting .280 with 6 doubles and 2 home runs. Open stands for Workman. Righty deals to lefty. Ground ball hopping on the right side over Malone. Grabbed by a diving Halter. Spins, throws over Malone, but backed up by catcher Susak. Susak settles. Allen safely up to second on the Workman infield single.
Wow, what an effort from Halter, though. Over the head, as mentioned, of Malone, and then Halter sprawling to his left. He didn't really have time to aim there. He just got to throw it in the direction of first and hopefully that he hits his target just a little bit over the head, but good backup there by Susak to hold the runners at first and second.
So now to the number 5 batter in the Whitecaps order, and this is Luke Gold, the second baseman. Right-hander against right-hander. Hey, look, we've got some sun peeking out through the clouds. It was preemptively dark before. The pitch. Gold swings and misses. Strike 1 on the fastball away.
Want to hit that Beatles track for me?
Sun, sun, sun. Here it comes. Workman at first. Allen at second for West Michigan. 2 outs. Decochea delivers. Fouled away to the right side. And there's strike 2.
Da-na-na-na. It's been kind of a rainy, overcast day, Jesse, so it's great to see that sun peek out and just in time for the baseball game to be played.
I mean, we were singing Yellow Submarine earlier.
Great one.
That was a lot of water. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Luke Gold. First strikeout for DiCachea. Scoreless top of the first inning. There was a hit batter, a walk, and a single. But two left. And as we go to the bottom of the first, West Michigan nothing. Lansing coming up against Wilmer Flores when we return.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A zero hung up there in the top of the first inning for Jose DiCachea, and now Wilmer Flores on the bump for West Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, Adam Jaxa here by my side. All of your prayers have been answered. We're back together. Junior Perez will lead off, the center fielder for the Lugnuts, batting second, wearing number two with the shortstop Jacob Wilson. Heading third, catcher Daniel Susak. The cleanup hitters, the right fielder Colby Thomas. Batting fifth, first baseman Brennan Malone. Hitting sixth, the left fielder Danny Bautista Jr. Batting seventh, at third base T.J. Schofield Sam. The DHC C.J. Rodriguez hits eighth. Batting ninth, second baseman Colby Halter. That's Perez, Wilson, Susak, Thomas, Malone, Bautista Jr., Schofield Sam, Rodriguez, and Halter. Adam, ready your spotlight nut. But first, Wilmer Flores to Junior Perez. Starts him off with ball one down and away on the fastball. All right, your thoughts. Who should we be watching out for?
Yeah, easy peasy. I'm going to go with the guy in the box right now, Junior Perez. He's knocked out 11, plays well here at Jackson Field.
A little lemon squeezy action, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ball one offering coming. Perez swings and missed the fastball. He was late. Ball at a strike. Boy, remember Junior against the Whitecaps in West Michigan earlier this year?
That started his year off, from what I remember.
Mm-hmm. Break even. Hit high and towering foul off the right side. Strike two. There was a time there where it felt like Junior could only hit against the Whitecaps. Against everybody else, he was taking over. And now, as the year went on, he started hitting against everybody else in the Midwest League the exact same as he hit against the Whitecaps, which was he did damage. Wilmer Flores with an AB Sox up high. Steps back, leg kick in the 1-2. Slider low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Flores' numbers earlier this year with Double-A Erie. 4-3 record in 17 starts, a 3.93 ERA. 75 strikeouts and 75 and two-thirds innings. And the Double-A Eastern League was batting just .239 against him. He's rehabbing his way back to the Seawolves. Swing and a miss by Perez. He's gone on strikes to begin this Flores rehab outing. One down. Last start made for Wilmer as a member of Erie was on July the 20th. Five innings at Binghamton. So now Jacob Wilson. Open stance from the right, no score. The righty Flores delivers. Strike called on the inside corner. Front door breaking ball. The windup, the pitch. A slider's grounded sharply to shortstop. Easy out for Workman. The throw to first, and out number two. Going back to last year, Wilmer Flores made two starts at him against the Lansing Lugnuts. You remember those?
I remember him doing... yes.
Three perfect innings, seven strikeouts, yep. April 14th of last year. The next time the Lugnuts roughed him up, only two-thirds of an inning. Three hits, one walk, two runs. It was the shortest outing of all of last year. A pitch to Daniel Susak, sprayed through the right side, base hit right field. It struggled out there by Brady Allen, but no worries for West Michigan. A two-out oppo single for Susak, and the Lugnuts' first base hit.
I remember that first outing thinking, who is this guy? He looks pretty darn good. You know who else is pretty good? Daniel Susak. He takes the baseball where the defense isn't, has showcased all year long. He could spray it all the way around the diamond, and just a smooth inside-out swing to take it through the right side.
110 hits now this year. Colby Thomas swings and misses the first pitch, strike one. No score, bottom of the first inning. 110 hits at him for Susak. Puts him second in the Midwest League.
He's been up there all year. If you would have told me it was 110 off the bat, I would have believed that as well.
Broke a tie with Jacob Marcy and Danny Bautista Jr., his teammate. Flores deals. Thomas takes a called strike two. Fastball. West Michigan stranded two in the top half of the first inning against DiCochea. And now Flores in the bottom half, a strikeout and a ground out. Susak the single, held on at first by Murr. The pitch, Thomas fouls it straight back. That fastball was up. It is Josh Crouch catching. Austin Murr is at first with Luke Gold at second. Cage Workman plays shortstop and Isaac Pacheco's at third. Carlos Mendoza's in left, Seth Stevenson in center. Freddie Allen in right. Nothing and two on Colby Thomas. Coming off another great series at Dayton. Here's the pitch. The slider breaks down, blocked well by Crouch. Ball one. Last Lugnuts game on Sunday was Colby in the first inning, knocking a two-run double. You know, the Lugnuts took leads of at least 2-0 in all six games against Dayton.
There's a couple of familiar final scores in that series last week.
3-2, 3-2, 3-2. Lugnuts won three straight by that score. Here's the pitch. Front door breaking ball just missed. Good take. Two balls, two strikes.
They've had those trends all year long. The one run games against Lake County and the close ones against Great Lakes. And the trends have stayed true. With the pitching has picked up, this team's starting to play some really good ball.
Time called at home plate by the catcher, Crouch. Second baseman Gold is shifted up the middle to his right. Hot field straight up. And the wind is blowing in. Tough hitting conditions. Flores to the plate. A chopper hit up the middle. Goal to his right. He picks. He plants. He fires. Out at first base. Colby Thomas. Side retired. It's a nice job by Luke Gold. Thomas can fly. Susak's single is stranded. It's a scoreless first inning from Michigan State Capitol. Let's go to the second.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a scoreless game as we go to the second inning. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Lugnuts righty Jose DiCocher, the native of Tucson, Greens, his nickname that he's wearing in this player's homestand, takes on Andrew Jenkins, Isaac Pacheco, and Josh Crouch, 6'7", 8", and the Whitecaps starting 9. West Michigan coming into play today, 30-23, 62-56 for the year. The Lugnuts 25-29, 56-63. Righty, righty, DiCocher to Andrew Jenkins. Low and in ball one. Well, I've got a surprise for my broadcast partner, Adam Jaxa. You see, the last time that the Lugnuts were at home, they were taking on the Great Lakes Loons, and Adam is an avid birder. Here's the 1-0. Check swing, went around too far, and the pitch away. One ball and one strike. So Adam, during the Great Lakes Loon series, was giving his loon fact of the day. Well, the Whitecaps are in town now, so what about a Whitecap fact of the day? Are you ready? 1-1. Curveball waved at and missed. Fell off the table. Bounced into Susak. One ball, two strikes on Jenkins.
Oh, I'm ready. What you got?
What is the tallest reported wave at Lake Michigan in its history?
Wow, Chris, our PA guy, is standing up. He's like Hermione in the back.
He knows the answer to this question. Adam, do you have a guess? When we talk Whitecaps, we're talking waves, right? The angry wave is their logo. Mm. Lake Michigan, not all that far away. 1-2. Fastball wide. Two balls, two strikes.
28 feet.
Let's check in with Chris. Has Chris fled his seat? If he has, then it's up to me to say, that is too high. Swing and a miss goes Jenkins. DiCocher strikes out a second straight Whitecap. That swing was too low.
Hold on. I think you might have to ask it again because we weren't quite turned up in the control room. Also, he's got to announce the next batter, so yes. Hang tight.
Let's listen. Here's Isaac Pacheco, the Lugnuts killer. Left-handed batter, third baseman. Done a lot of damage here in this ballpark over the course of the last 2 years. The pitch. He takes ball one inside. Nobody on, top of the second, no score. What is the highest recorded wave in the history of Lake Michigan? Your Whitecap fact of the day. DiCocher's pitch. Line foul and the Lugnuts bullpen dugout. My goodness. Careful in the dugout. Wow. When I said that Isaac Pacheco does damage here, I wasn't referring to faces.
Hopefully everybody's all right down there.
Yeah, ugly seeker.
By the way, Chris has motioned in. He flashed the deuces at you. 22 is his guess.
He is closest without going over. It's 23 feet.
He wins the showcase showdown.
That's beautiful. The 1-1 down and away. And because he got that close, I believe he gets your showcase as well.
He does indeed.
He gets both showcases.
Mr. Barker, RIP.
Yeah. 23 feet, September 2011 is what I see. That's in recorded history. Hitter's pitch, 2-1. Off the outside corner. Three balls and a strike on Pacheco.
You know, there's that 28-foot mythical one they just don't talk about anymore,
well,
Jesse.
You know what I think about is at the major league level, right, they've got pitch tests. They've got all their different ways that they're tracking. Pacheco fouls this DiCocher pitch off to the left side. Statcast. But they can only go back as far as they have the metrics tracked. And so whatever they say, this is the farthest, the highest, the deepest, the fastest, since, you know, this year in the 21st century, since 2015 or whatever it is, this is since recorded since 1981. There have to have been waves higher than that. One out, nobody on, payoff. High fly, foul, towering off to the left once more. Pacheco stays alive at 3-2.
And I think that's a record that could get broken.
Yes, I think so too.
We've seen some nasty storms and the weather always twisting and turning on us. You never know what those waves could do.
No score in the second. A 3-2 pitch again from DiCocher. Curveball lifted out to left field. Danny Bautista Jr. rushes in. Jacob Wilson out. It's Wilson, the shortstop, with a catch. Two down. Were you affected by that terrible storm last week?
I was not, just sitting in it. Nothing happened in my apartment, but the wind was whipping, the rain was coming in. I had the windows open so I could hear it, and boy, all the damage that was across the Lansing area. You feel for all the people that had to deal with that the next day.
I saw a tree fell on a house. Here's Josh Crouch. Batting with a slightly upright stance, knees a little flexed, takes ball one outside. We had a huge broken tree branch smash in a window.
Carol, who's greeting all the sweet individuals, she had damage and her family came up to help her out.
Swing and a miss. Ball and a strike on the catcher Crouch. Two outs, nobody on. Yeah, how horrible.
Great opportunity, though, for the community to come together, as bad as it is, and to see those helpful efforts, like I'm sure we saw all across the Lansing area.
Yeah. Swing and a miss, strike two. Boy, that changeup was moving. One ball, two strikes on Crouch, hitting 257 with a couple of home runs this year. As Dico Chea looks to go 1-2-3 through the 6-7-8 batters, put up another zero. We had heard that Wilmer Flores was scheduled to go two innings. There is action in the West Michigan pen. A 1-2 pitch for Crouch. Curveball, high pop-up. Right side foul ground. Catcher Susak watches. That's off to the seats. And bouncing forward onto the roof of the Lugnuts dugout. When the ball is just sitting there on that roof, it's sitting there on a platter for a fan to reach out, pick it up, and share with a youngster. Ball at two strikes, it stays on Crouch. Number nine hitter Austin Murr waits on deck. It's Garrett Burhen, by the way, who's warming up in the pen. Today's scheduled starter. The pitch, up high. It was supposed to be Burhen, and then suddenly we got the word, Wilmer Flores is going to come in, grab a quick rehab frame or two, and then we'll see the Ohio State Buckeye. Dico Chea's pitch. Fly ball pounded deep but foul up the right side. And across Larch Street, bouncing off the facing of Paramount Coffee. If I was Paramount Coffee, I would put a big bullseye out there.
I think so.
2-2. That two is fouled away. Onto the rooftop and bouncing back toward Michigan Avenue.
I've got your answer for what they need to do, Jesse.
Yes.
They've got the big coffee cup logo since 1935. Let's just make that 3D.
Yeah, put a big coffee cup right there. Mm-hmm. See who could hit a foul ball into the coffee cup.
Free coffee for a year.
Love it. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Break even. Outside. Full count for Crouch. By the way, I have a bonus question for you.
Okay.
Bonus white cap question. So, highest wave, 23 feet. Your next question is, how many ships have sunk in Lake Michigan? Yes. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. 1,500 ships estimated to have sunk in Lake Michigan.
Wow.
No estimation here. Three strikeouts for Jose Dico Chea in the last four batters. 1-2-3 second. And as we go to the bottom of the second inning, there's no score. Lugnuts and Whitecaps.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Oakland Athletics get the Seattle Mariners tonight, while the future and former Athletic and the 2022 Lugnut Mason Miller rehabbing for Las Vegas, the AAA Aviators. That's going to start up at 10:05 in a little under 2 hours. Here from Lansing, Michigan, bottom of the second inning. Righty, righty. Wilmer Flores stays on the mound, and he deals to Brennan Malone. Ball one outside. Malone, Batista Jr., and Schofield Sam. The 5-6-7 batters for the Lansing Lugnuts. No score from Michigan State Capitol. Here's the pitch to Brennan. Slider. Strike called on the outside corner. Home plate umpire Welling had a good look at it, then decided, yeah, I like it. Brendan Malone's nickname on the back of his uniform is Snapper. Step back, leg kick, Flores offers. Fought off foul, right side. Strike two. I did have the chance to ask Brennan earlier today, why Snapper? And Adam, he told me, inside joke with my brother. Long story.
Man, I was hoping he was a big snapping turtle guy.
Big fan of the Beloit Snappers growing up. 1-2 pitch. The curveball bounced foul. Left side. Keep it right here. If you had to put a nickname on the back of your jersey or the back of your, I don't know, beautiful broadcast sweater, what would you do?
I like Ajax.
Ajax.
J-A-K-S. Ajax.
Nobody on, nobody out, no score. Full windup, the 1-2. Curveball, off the outside corner on appeal of a check swing, didn't go. Ball two.
I want you to know I didn't come up with that on my own because it's not cool to come up with your own nickname. It's been given to me through the years. So
Kobe Bryant came up with Black Mamba.
Well, he's a legend, you know?
You're getting there. Ajax. 2-2. Hi, full count.
What would be yours?
Wait, hang on. Ajax is great.
I think it...
Ajax
it,
is great.
Yeah.
Plays in with your first initial, your last name. It harkens back to mythology. There's a tremendous soccer team named Ajax. There's a lot that goes on there. Payoff. Malone smokes it up the middle off of Flores and then kicked by the second baseman, Gold. Malone reaches. Base hits as the official score. That ball stung too hard by Malone. Lead off infield single for Malone.
One could say that ball was a snapper up the middle.
Yeah. If it missed Flores, if it didn't touch him at all, he was lucky because that ball was lasered right through the pitcher's box.
Yes, indeed. Good to not take that one flush.
Here's the easiest nickname to understand on the team. It's Danielito. It's Danny Batista Jr. Who takes a called strike from Wilmer Flores. So Danielito, little Daniel. Danny Jr. His father played, came up with the Detroit Tigers, the parent club of the team he's facing, the Whitecaps. Short lead at first for Malone. The deal. Smacked on the line. Caught by Murr right to his base. First baseman unassisted double play. Nothing Malone could have done. And Malone's time on the bases is done and a snap.
Yes, indeed. Done so quickly that the catch was made in the rhythm of stepping to the left on first base. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that as a defender to turn two.
Here's TJ Schofield Sam. Righty to lefty, out of the windup. Low ball one. So my nickname growing up from when I played T-ball was Jackrabbit. Jackrabbit starts with a J, Jesse starts with a J. I hit a ball to the pitcher and I beat it out. I was as fast as a jackrabbit when I was 6. 1-0. Line foul, left side off the netting.
That's great stuff.
So there are very few people who know about that as the nickname, but my best friend, my dad, like, the people who know, they know that I'm the jackrabbit.
The people that know you, they know who you are.
From when I was 6. I was very proud. It started with a J. I liked words that started with J's. The deal, curveball swung at and missed. Meanwhile, we've got the Duke on PA.
Yeah, we do. We're just the court jesters over here.
Nothing can stop the Duke. No score, two outs, nobody on. Flores offers a 1-2. Buried it, blocked by Crouch. Count is even on T.J. Schofield Sam, whose nickname is, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Mofongo. And there's got to be a story behind that. M-O-F-O-N-G-O.
You think the Whitecaps are big Taylor Swift fans?
The 2-2. Chopper out of the mound. There's Luke Gold to his right to grab. Throws to first. Out recorded.
Because all their nicknames are blank spaces.
Let's go to the third inning. No bad blood here. None in the slightest. Adam Jackson will take over the call. Lugnuts and the Whitecaps scoreless from Jackson Field.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there. To the top of the third, we roll on here at Jackson Field. And there's no score between the Nuts and the Whitecaps. It has turned into a gorgeous night. A little bit chillier, 70 degrees after the rain has passed. 10-mile-an-hour winds gusting all around, and humidity sitting just short of 80%. And no runs in this game yet. We've seen three total hits. Here's Austin Murr from the left side. First pitch. Whacked out, up in the air to center field. Junior Perez couldn't find it. Now he comes in, still leaning forward, and he makes the catch on the run. A little bit of a tricky one there. There was some wind that was knocking that down, but it looked like Junior had some struggles in the lights. Recovers and makes the catch.
I'm going to be curious to see, Adam, whether this series is pitcher-dominated or hitter-dominated. 2 weeks ago, last time the Lugnuts were at home, highly offensive series, as the Lugnuts took it to Great Lakes. But they went on the road and they won at Dayton because of their pitching.
Here comes Carlos Mendoza. First pitch. The lefty takes it below the zone, ball one. Well, as we know, Jackson Field plays as a hitter-friendly park. Lansing's been able to adapt to that lately. 30 wins at home this year. The pitch, breaking ball snaps in on the outer edge. 1-1. No score, top three. So far, it's a pitcher's duel, though, with three total hits. We've seen two from the Nuts and one from the Whitecaps, all singles tonight. Righty lefty, the pitch. Swing and a miss. That was filthy. Dropped right out of the zone. Good off-speed stuff from Jose DiCochea.
Yeah, that secondary stuff is working. Change up and curve.
See what he goes to here on the 1-2. Righty throws. High hopper off the plate, weakly hit towards second. Gobbled up by Halter, throws in time, two outs.
Goes right back to the curve, lets you know his confidence level.
And he is pitching well right now. Outside of that walk, HBP and base hit, three straight reaching in that first inning. Didn't give up any runs, left two stranded, and that because of the help from his catcher, Daniel Susak, throwing out Seth Stevenson, who comes back up to the plate now. He reached on the HBP, but was caught stealing at second base. Ready, ready matchup, the pinch. Check swing tapper up in the air, foul third base side. Took that high hop down the third baseline. And Schofield, see him charging it, but too quick into foul territory. So the Lugnuts with those nicknamed unis, the home whites, West Michigan, no names on the back of their dark blue white cap uniforms. They've got the lighter blue under the sleeves, running up towards the abdomen and at the edge of the sleeves. Time called as that pitch comes in, and a pitch clock violation. That's the second tonight on Jose DiCochea, so it's 1-1 now on Stevenson. It was Brady Allen that started with a 1-0 count. In that first inning, Allen waiting on deck. Two outs here, top three, no score, bases clear. The pitch, swing and a miss. Again, great pitch right there from Jose DiCochea.
He's getting so much movement.
And he's getting swings and misses because of it. He looks locked in out there. Sun's starting to set, and beautiful colors up in the sky. Purple, pink, orange twinge off in the distance. 1-2 pitch. Kicked back off the netting. Lansing and West Michigan battling it out for a final time this season. A couple of meetings out in West Michigan, a couple here in Lansing, the two longtime rivals going back to the 90s. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Again, it's that curve. Stevenson right through it for the fourth strikeout for Greens. That's Jose DiCochea. We're off to the bottom of the third. No score here in Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Two and a half innings complete as we move to the bottom of the third at Jackson Field in the final homestand of 2023 for the Lansing Lugnuts. We are looking for the game's first run. C.J. Rodriguez steps to the plate. And here comes the first pitch on its way home. Lifted out to shallow center field. Stevenson has it played perfectly. And on one pitch, there's one out. So Garrett Burhan able to get that first out in his first batter faced. Checking in for Wilmer Flores, who was excellent tonight through a couple of innings. Gave up just two hits at a strikeout through the first seven batters faced. Now it's the lefty Colby Holter. Bunts it down the third base side. This is well done. Coming up Pacheco, he's got no throw. And it's a bunt single for Colby Holter. Well, they had shifted. Pacheco was closer over to the shortstop position. He was giving up the third base line. Now, he was about even with the bag and then came sprinting in, but it was too late. He's too far off the line, and Halter put that thing down perfectly, and Lansing now has their third hit. Now it's Junior Perez that steps up. Ready on righty, and the pitch home. Inside, ball one. No score here, bottom three. Lansing Lugnuts trying to win a third straight series, and this is a massive one this week against the first place West Michigan Whitecaps. Lugnuts trying to do kind of the unthinkable and come all the way back as they sit in last place. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good looking slider. Not that daunting of a task, though, because they've won their last two series and because the standings are so tight in this second half. I mean, Lansing sitting in last place, but they're just 5.5 games back. Everybody's log jammed. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. And with another slider, 1-2, Junior Perez is going to take some time here. West Michigan at 30-23, while Lansing 6-25-29. Those are the first and last place teams in the East Division. The Loons are 26-28. They already clinched in the first half, so they're out of the race here for the playoffs. Dayton and even 27-27 after Lansing took 4 of 6 this week. This pitch, swing and a miss. He went 3 straight sliders, and Junior Perez didn't make contact with any. He's down with 2 strikeouts tonight. First strikeout for Garrett Burhan. Second strikeout for the Lugnuts, both from number 4. Fort Wayne is in third place right now in the second half, 29-25. Lake County, 28-24. And then West Michigan at the top, 30-23. Here's Jacob Wilson from the right side. The righty throws. On the inside corner, knee high, strike one. On the other side, there's some more separation between Cedar Rapids and Quad Cities. But remember, Cedar Rapids clinched in the first half, so it's Peoria. They've got a 5-game lead over Wisconsin. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Down low, 1-1. No score here, bottom three. 1 on, 2 out for the Lansing Lugnuts. So Cedar Rapids having a great season, 75-45 overall, and 35-19 in the second half. Then it's Peoria, Wisconsin, and Beloit. 1-1, reached on, over towards second base. To his left, Gold has it, slings to first just in time before Wilson could hit the pillow. And that is going to do it for the Lansing Lugnuts. So trying to bring themselves out of the basement and potentially make a little playoff push here over the last 4 weeks of the season. No score through 3 innings tonight at Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's OK. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Feels like a beautiful fall evening, 70 degrees and dropping into the 60s. No score. Pitching has been strong between the Nuts and the Caps here at Jackson Field. We'll see if Jose DiCochea can keep things going. Second time through the order, he gets 3, 4, and 5, beginning with Brady Allen, the right-hander. Gage Workman and Luke Gold to follow. Only one hit so far for the Whitecaps. The pitch home. Swing and a tapper off the plate. Third base side, it's fair. Behind the bag waiting, Schofield Sam. Rockets over to first, and it gets away from Brennan Malone. It does bounce right back to him as he chases it in the first base coach's box. That's an infield single, though, from Brady Allen. Good throw, and he's probably still safe at first base.
I agree. That was going to be tight. You could see TJ Schofield Sam thinking, I need my best fastball right here. And the velocity was there. The accuracy was not. But no, that's an infield single.
He had to wait on that one. That was the reason. Took a big hop up that third baseline, and Schofield Sam was just helpless, waiting for gravity to do its part. Here's Gage Workman from the left side. The pitch home. Workman whacks it out to right field, and it hops in front of Thomas. Back-to-back hits. Here come the Whitecaps a second time through the card against Jose DiCochea. Two on, nobody out.
First time around, Workman had a good swing. Allen had a good approach against DiCochea. These were the batters now, Gold, Jenkins, Pacheco, who he bore down upon.
Yeah, Allen walked in that first at-bat after the HBP from Stevenson. And as Jesse mentioned, Workman had the single, so he's two for two. Here comes Luke Gold after the strikeout in his first at-bat. No score, top four. The pitch home. Hopping ball is foul. You see the theme here, though, from West Michigan, Jesse. They don't want to see DiCochea get to that curveball. That's three straight batters that have swung at the first pitch, although that pitch right there was the curve.
Yeah, trying to ambush. Good luck. That's why it was weak contact.
0-1. That's inside.
I mean, Brady Allen ambushed, and it's a bouncer weakly struck up the third base side. Workman hit his hard. DiCochea has done such a good job at getting these West Michigan batters off balance.
Ready on ready. Ready with pitch three. Here it is. Swing and a miss. There's a guy with an off-balance swing. Luke Gold swinging right through that slider. Fastball, curve, changeup, and the slider for the 6'3", 210-pound, 22-year-old. Nickname Greens. Jose DiCochea. That's D-I-C-O. C-H-E-A. 1-2 pitch. Down low, and that scoots by Daniel Susak as it pops back to the netting. Both runners advance to second and third. DiCochea was almost in scramble mode. He had come about three-quarters of the way home to the plate, and Brady Allen saw that and took an extra wide turnaround third. So the Lugnut defenders yelling at DiCochea, make sure you get to the plate. Just in case he were to come home. So now a real threat for West Michigan. Second and third. Nobody out. The pitch home. Swinging a foul tip. Held onto by Susak. That's strike three for Gold. He's down for a second time. Fifth K, and arguably the most important one right there for Jose DiCochea.
Adam, that was the cutter. That great late movement to keep it off the barrel.
He is working all of his pitches. Now trying to work out of this jam. And right after that strikeout, here comes Don Schulze. Paces his way out to the hill. What a gorgeous night for baseball. Perfect weather. The wind has settled down, too. So it's a calm evening. Even with the lower temperatures, the humidity is almost making it feel like it's mid-70s. And again, the rain started us a little bit late. It came in a little pop-up shower right around 7 o'clock. Stayed for about 10, 15 minutes. We were able to get underway at 7:45. What do you think the visit is there, Jesse, after you get the strikeout, still have two guys on? Is it kind of just keep doing what you're doing after getting that strikeout with the runners on base?
It's such an interesting visit, isn't it? Because it comes right after he makes a great pitch. At that plate appearance, there was the curve that got away. but all things considered, he executed against Gold. So refocus and go through the plan against a very good hitter in Jenkins.
The pitch. Andrew Jenkins takes it on the inside corner. Strike one.
Talk about well executed. Sneak that through the front door.
I wonder if that, too, is continue working backwards, which is what he's done these last two batters. That's been working, or at least just did moments ago. 0-1. That's outside. One ball, one strike. So drops in the curve, goes to the fastball. We'll see what he does on pitch three.
He's trying to pitch from confidence.
No score here in the top of the fourth. Second and third, though, for the Whitecaps with only one away. Shifting Jenkins to hit the ball to the left side. The pitch. That's low and outside to the right, 2-1.
Well, let's say you pitch around him. That'd be pitching around a right-handed batter to get to the lefty against the righty on the mound. And Pacheco, we have seen how potent his power can be. So to my mind, you want to come after Jenkins.
First base is open for the ninth rounder selected last year by the Tigers. 2-1. Lifted right field side and wafting towards foul territory. And across the street, it looks like that ball bounded. Two balls, two strikes.
It was the cutter that just struck at Gold. If you want to go curveball here, Daniel Susak has to be ready to block it.
He wasn't able to block one moments ago. That run in that wild pitch moved both guys up. 2-2. That's outside. Three balls, two strikes.
Susak simply wanted a fastball up. Just give him some high chatter. Gunnar Hoglund did that so effectively on Saturday. But Dicoche yanked that fastball.
So Jenkins digs back in. 6-foot, 210-pounder, wears number 27. Long locks coming down outside of his batting helmet. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip, and it sits right in front of Susak, so another opportunity for Jenkins.
I think that came up and caught Daniel.
Trying to fight through it right now, and home plate umpire. Charles Welling giving him an extra couple of minutes. Now he sits back down. Big pitch coming up right here. Three balls, two strikes, two on, one out. The pitch. High hopper over towards third, but foul. And we'll do it again.
Adam, whenever there's a chill in the air for baseball, to my mind it lends that increased feel of urgency. There's that casual feel that you can get into over the course of the summer, and it's hot and you're getting through the innings. No. When it's cooler and crisper, that's when you start to feel these pitches matter a little bit more.
The tension builds. Mm-hmm. Playoff baseball is upon us. That's certainly the feeling tonight. 3-2 pitch. A little bit up and a little bit out. Ball four. He went to that fastball, just missed, and the bases are full with Whitecaps with one out in this fourth inning. Still no score in this game, and here comes the lefty, Isaac Pacheco.
He's simply not located consistently with that fastball extension side.
That makes you think maybe that these Whitecaps are sitting on that curveball. We'll see what Isaac Pacheco gets. Best chance of the game by far for West Michigan. Bases loaded, one away. The pitch home. There it is again. Fastball, but it's inside. Ball one. Pacheco flied out to the shortstop, Jacob Wilson, in shallow left field in his first at-bat. Allen at third, Workman at second, Jenkins at first. Two hits and a base on balls. 1-0. That's down low. Again, the fastball misses inside this time and low. And Dicoche in some trouble here.
Well, that's when you go to the curve of the change, because those have been the pitches that he has commanded the best. So get him back on track. By the way, Adam, Pacheco has grounded into 9 double plays this year.
The pitch home. That's right across the chute. Strike one. Well, Lansing has continued to turn double plays all season long. And they would love to see it happen again here to erase the bases loaded jam that they're in. 110 double plays, far and beyond the best in the Midwest League for the Nuts. 2-1 pitch. Lifted out to left center field. Hit well. Back goes Perez. It'll stay in the park, but this will score a run. Bautista comes over, makes the catch. He throws it to third. On one hop, the tag is down, but late. And in safely is Workman. Allen in front of him scores. A sac fly makes it 1-0 Whitecaps in the fourth. Good effort from Danny Bautista Jr. He threw a strike to Schofield Sam, but the slide was just in front of the bouncing ball, and a tag just a touch late.
I wonder if TJ stations himself somewhere else, maybe in front of the bag. He gets that ball a little bit quicker, he gets that tag down. He waited a little bit back into the right side of third base. And bases umpire Clyburn Rondon put himself in a perfect position to see it.
And by the way, Jenkins got his second on that fly as well. So second and third, the pitch. Josh Crouch swings through a high pitch for strike one. Like the cutter action up top there. Crouch struck out in a lengthy at-bat in his first outing in the second. Five strikeouts tonight for Deco Chea. The pitch home. Up high, 1-1. All things considered, base is loaded, one out. And if you have a chance to give up just one, you're going to take that in a heartbeat, but still, one out to be had. Crouch, a 256 hitter, two home runs, 28 knocked in. The pitch home. Outside, 2-1. And right now, the consistency with that fastball just isn't there. Deco Chea is trying to spot it on that right side of the plate. That's to the outside part of the plate for righties and in on the hands for lefties. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase. He's done that now twice in the at-bat, and we're even. Two balls, two strikes. Lansing starting to get an arm warm down there in the bullpen down the right field side. I would love to see Deco Chea get through this fourth inning, only one run given up. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase again. He went with those cutters up top, and Crouch chased all three, a sixth strikeout for Deco Chea. So all things considered, bases loaded, one away. He gives up one on a sac fly. That's it. We're going to head to the fourth. West Michigan leaves two stranded. Nuts coming to the plate when we return.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
First run of the final homestand goes to the visitors. West Michigan on the board. It's 1-0 as we come to the bottom of the fourth. It is trivia time. Daniel Susak coming to the plate to open up the bottom of the fourth against Garrett Burhan. First pitch, and that is low and outside from the Buckeye to the Wildcat. Ohio State against Arizona. Is that Big Ten Pac 4?
It's all sorting out.
Arizona's going to the Big 12, right? 1-0 pitch. This is lashed foul, first base side. One ball, one strike. I just can't keep track of the realignment these days.
It's the national tragedy.
It is going to be unique to see what the college landscape looks like next year. That is for certain. 1-1 pitch. Hard hit over towards third. A couple of hops. Pacheco has it. Backs up. Now throws to first in time. Well hit, but right at Isaac Pacheco. And there's one away. Here comes Colby Thomas. Well, Jesse, I think we eased the folks in with trivia to the final homestand of the year. So I think this one might be an easier one, but tonight's question, who was the most recent former Lansing Lugnut to make his major league debut? That is your question tonight. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good-looking slider to Thomas, who couldn't lay off. Strike one. You can tweet at us, at Jake Oldstress, at Adam Jaxo, or email in, jakeoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com with your answers. 0-1. That's inside. One ball, one strike. Again, who is the most recent former Lansing Lugnut to make his big league debut? Burhan with the 1-1. Hard hit over to left and foul above the Pepsi porch and off that high netting that separates the concourse from Cedar Street, where the traffic travels southbound. Larch runs north, right in between Jackson Field. Been here since 1996. Michigan Avenue running perpendicular right to the Capitol here in downtown Lansing. 1-2. That's down low. Two balls, two strikes. Jesse, you'll know this better than I do, but I feel like it's been an astronomical amount of Lugnuts that have been getting the call-up this year. 2-2 pitch. Check swing. He went around, and that is strike three. Thomas just couldn't lay off of that low pitch. Good one in on the hands from Burhan for his second strikeout.
Do you know when I first joined the Lugnuts? I think only two guys got the call the entire year. Two former Lugnuts making their major league debut, and that has not been the case this year.
Nine have now been called up. Former Lansing Lugnuts here in 2023. It has been so fun to watch. All guys, of course, that were rooting for the absolute best. Here's Brendan Malone. First pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-0 Whitecaps. We're in the bottom of the fourth at Jackson Field. Tacos and Tall Boys Tuesday night. A 1-1 pitch. It's inside. One ball, one strike. I think the other cool thing is it's not just been simply pitchers or maybe relievers sneaking in. It's not just been position players. We've seen a mix of guys get the call up. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. And with the affiliation change here in the last couple of years, we've not just seen it with the A's. We've not just seen it with the Blue Jays. We've seen it in multiple organizations. So there's been some depth to these call-ups and some difference. 1-2 pitch. Swinging, that's foul back. Stays 1-2.
Oakland Athletics, Kansas City Royals, Toronto Blue Jays, maybe another team.
We won't give it away, but we'll tell you later on. Great to see, though. 1-2 pitch. That's a little bit low. Good eye right there from Brendan Malone. Two balls, two strikes.
By the way, Adam, I'd like to say hello to Leanne Cook, Paul Hammerly checking in, Jerry Shriver checking in. Hello to everybody keeping us company.
2-2 pitch. It's swung back and foul. Great to have our listeners, big Lansing Lugnut supporters, and gonna take in Lugnuts baseball. Just 12 more games left to go, 11 after we conclude tonight's game. 2-2. It's inside, three balls, two strikes. Now that's if they do get a check last second, first base. Clyburn Rondon says no offer. If Lansing can get to the playoffs, then there would be more. But as of now on the schedule, a 11 games to go after we complete tonight. 3-2, swing and a miss. What a half inning right there from Garrett Burhan. He gets the ground out and then back-to-back strikeouts and goes right through the heart of the order, 3, 4, and 5. And we are through 4. We will head to 5. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back on the mic. Whitecaps up 1-0 at Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The only blemish for Jose Nicochea and Isaac Pacheco's sack fly in the top of the fourth inning. 4 innings, 1 run. Nicochea struck out 6. He's now out of the game. And he's replaced by Christian Fernandez. 1-0 Whitecaps have the lead. Fernandez will take on Murr, then the top of the order, Mendoza and Stevenson. Against the right-hander out of Cabimas, Venezuela, who deals on the curveball, drops low, ball one. If you enjoyed the Jose Nicochea curve, get ready for a lot more from Christian Fernandez. Fancies that as his very best pitch. Righty deals to lefty. Fastball rides high. 2 balls and 0 strikes on Murr. And the photograph used on the video board is Murr from Impractical Jokers.
Great show.
That's quite a joke in its own right. Murr swings and misses. 2-1. Fastball thrown right by him.
That it's a great show?
Oh, no, I was simply talking about a headshot.
I was about to say, wow, you're bringing the heat. Not an Impractical Jokers fan, this man.
Dropping some salt over here. Here's the 2-1. A ground ball past Fernandez, scooting into center field. Base hit. Murr is on. Perez scoops it up. Murr scoots around first base, gives a look, and then quickly right back to the bag. Second baseman Colby Halter took the throw-in from Junior and spun around as if to say, are you daring me to throw behind you? Because I might. First batter, base hit, greets Fernandez. And now top of the order 10. Carlos Mendoza grounded out twice against the starter, Nicochea. Both of them hit to Colby Halter at second. Again, a left-handed batter against the right-handed hurler. 1-0 Whitecaps, top of the fifth. The kick and the pitch. Bunt shown, pulled back. The pitch called a strike. Adam, you were going through the standings in the Midwest League East Division entering play today. And let me give you the scoreboard look. Fernandez gets his sign from catcher Susak. Comes set. Pitch on its way. Bunt pulled back and the pitch is high. Well, the count is 1-1 on Mendoza. All right, so West Michigan's in the lead here today, 1-0. And they're in the lead in the East Division by a game and a half on both Lake County and Fort Wayne. So they want Lake County and Fort Wayne to lose. Fort Wayne has lost already, 8-3 to South Bend. Break even. Pop foul out of play to the left side. Strike two, off toward the Pepsi porch. 1-2 on Mendoza. Meanwhile, the Lake County Captains playing in Cedar Rapids have the early lead. Colonels have come back and tied. And it's 1-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning from Veterans Memorial Stadium in the city of the Five Seasons. 1-2 pitch. Curve ball chopped on the right side. Grabbed by Brenton Malone. Spins, looks the runner at second. Underhands to Fernandez. Off his glove. Bounces away up the right side. Around to third base, Austin Murr gives a look. Throw comes in behind him across the diamond. Schofield Sam off the bag to receive. Murr right back into third base. Runners are at the corners for the Whitecaps, and there's nobody out in the top of the fifth inning.
Well, that's too bad right there. Malone played it perfectly. He tried to go to second, didn't have a play, so he turned back around, and a perfect underhand toss to Christian Fernandez, and the error is going to go on Christian Fernandez. He just dropped the baseball. It's one of those tough plays. He's got to find the bag and run and catch the ball, and it just popped out of his mitt.
Missed catch. First and third. Mendoza at first base, 8 steals, 5 times caught. Held on by Brenton Malone. Third base, Murr. Nobody out. Set Stevenson, the batter. 1-0 Caps, the deal. Outside, ball one. By the way, also on the out-of-town scoreboard, Adam, Dayton has doubled its lead in Great Lakes. 2 in the third, 2 in the sixth, leading the Loons 4-0. Still batting in the sixth inning at Dow Diamond. The deal. Grounded foul at home. Ball at a strike. There's Dayton lingering. The Lugnuts really hurt their chances, winning each of the last 4 games. So Dayton is 3.5 games back of West Michigan. They went from losing to the Lugnuts to rooting for the Lugnuts. And the Lugnuts are 5.5 back of these Whitecaps, looking to increase their lead. Break even. Inside and hit him. Ricocheted right off of Stevenson. And then off toward the catcher, Susak. Stevenson is hurt. Spins his way up the first base side, limping toward first base.
I'm surprised that athletic trainer hasn't come out just to take a peek. Yep, here we go.
Yep. It's Sean McFarland running across from the far side of the dugout all the way out to first base. And the manager and third base coach, Brian Pena, is going to join them. All the while, the pitching coach, Don Schulze, is going to take this chance to meet with Christian Fernandez. This top of the fifth inning, single, Christian's own error, and now the HBP of Stevenson. Bases loaded and nobody out, and the meat of the Whitecaps order is coming up in Brady Allen, followed by Workman and Gold. This is not where you want to be.
Well, it tells you how good Jose DiCochea was pitching tonight. I mean, yes, he did have the jam in that fourth inning, but he was able to get out of it, only give up one run, and here comes West Michigan, first time up against Christian Fernandez, and first 3 have reached. They're trying to break this thing open.
By the way, an update from Dayton. In the final game of the series on Sunday, Aribiel Anales was hit by a pitch on about the hand, the wrist area, Adam. I checked in with the athletic trainer, Eric Vast. He said, it's bruised, but he's coming back. No need for an injured list stint. There was a player on the Lugnuts who was placed on the IL earlier today, left fielder Clark Elliott. And we'll see if he's done for the year, or if he's able to return at Lake County next week. Here we go. Christian Fernandez against Brady Allen, the big slugger. The wind and the pitch. On the outside corner, called strike one with a slider. That is paint to begin things. Stevenson, Mendoza, and Murr, first to second to third. Swing and a miss on the curve. Nothing and two. Just when Christian Fernandez needed it, he spins a pair. 1-0 Whitecaps. Here's the 0-2. Yank the fastball outside. 1-2. Christian Fernandez acquired via trade by the Oakland Athletics. Acquired from the Tampa Bay Rays for Christian Bethencourt. 1-2 pitch. Fouled back into the screen. Fastball away. And Allen spoils it to stay alive. Brady Allen today walked in the first inning, stranded at second. Singled in the fourth, scored the game's only run. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He's gone. Christian Fernandez curves him for the strikeout. One down now, top of the fifth inning.
Well, again, this is what happened here in the fourth, right? Bases loaded, one out, and then we saw DiCochea come through, was able to get that final strikeout. 2 of his 3 outs were strikeouts. Christian Fernandez trying to work and potentially wiggle out of the same type of jam.
Double play ball would end things. Deals to Gage Workman. Lines the first pitch toward second. Short hops off Colby Halter. Bounces into shallow right field. Austin Murr scores. Carlos Mendoza falls down, rounding third base. A throw into the catcher, Susak, doesn't realize until it's too late that Seth Stevenson was around second, three quarters of the way to third. Susak simply holds the ball. One run in. Base is loaded with Whitecaps, leading 2-0. RBI single for Gage Workman.
Oh, that's tough right there. You got what you wanted. It was a hard hit ball right at Halter, but it took an in-between hop on him. He couldn't figure out if he wanted to try and catch it or if he wanted to try and play it off the hop, and it kind of bounced right at his feet and then just ricocheted off of him.
Luke Gold takes a called strike one. Gold struck out in the first, struck out again in the fourth inning. He has 4 home runs this year. 2 of them came in the same inning at Peoria. The deal. Check swing. Up and in. Appeal of a check. Denied. Ball one.
What a wild play that was with all the scrambling on the bases and the slipping around from defense.
The deal. Oh, off the helmet of Gold. Down to one knee in the right-hand batter's box. A run is forced in. Our mind right now is on the athletic trainer, Sean McFarland, quickly over to check in with Luke Gold. Mendoza in from third, Stevenson to third, Workman up to second. Gold and McFarland walk to the third base side dugout. You do not want to mess around in a situation like this. Pitch from Fernandez knocking off the helmet.
Hey, my goodness, and Christian, he felt terrible about it, was bent over on his knees after he threw that pitch. Just has gotten away a little bit. He hasn't quite had the command here, and West Michigan's taken advantage, and they've had to take a couple of plunks to do so.
And jogging down to first base, the pinch runner will be Esney Chacon. Gold is out, precautionary reasons. You can understand, take a ball off the helmet. You really do want to say, you know what? Let's let your teammates handle the rest of this game. Let's make sure you're okay. Gold at first, Workman at second, Stevenson at third. Andrew Jenkins takes ball one outside. Curveball Fernandez. And the Lansing pen action. Lefty Jack Owen is warming up. The wind up and the pitch. Jenkins swings through a fastball away. Strike one. Whitecaps have played it too. RBI single Workman, base loaded HBP Gold. The 1-1 stays outside. 3-0 West Michigan. And Adam, there's that danger here, that this could become a massive inning for the visitors. Double play ball would end the threat. One down, base is juiced. Righty deals to righty. Fastball for a called strike two.
You got any chance to come back, and we just saw it. West Michigan had the lead in the majority of their games at Peoria but lost the series. You got to keep this thing tight right now. Can't give up anymore.
Here it comes. Jenkins hits a high fly twisting down the right field line toward the corner. It soars foul. Stays 2 balls and 2 strikes.
He's had a couple of long flies down that right field side tonight in his at-bats.
Andrew Jenkins, what a slugger he was for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Here's the pitch. Check swing went too far and the breaking ball bouncing in. Strike three, 2 down.
Well, the best play right there might be Daniel Susak keeping that thing in front. That's a great pitch by Fernandez, but Susak's the one that's got to come up with the great block with the bases loaded, does so, and a big second out for the Lugnuts.
Unofficially, Adam, I have right now Christian Fernandez for 26 pitches. 2 outs. Base is loaded. Isaac Pacheco batting left. Here it comes. And it's in there for a called strike one. Fernandez starts him off with a fastball. Pacheco knocked in the first Whitecaps run last inning. Sack fly plated Allen. Righty to lefty. 3-0 Caps. off the outside corner. Ball and a strike. Eighth batter of the inning. I would not be surprised if this is Fernandez's last batter. Can he leave him loaded? Swing and a miss at a changeup. Strike two.
Again, living on the edge here, but all things considered, if you can leave them loaded and only give up two and keep it a three-run game, I mean, I think the Lugnuts right now, you're staring at a potential win where West Michigan's thinking, let's try and end this game right now.
At first, Chacon. At second, Workman. And at third, Stevenson. Two outs. Fernandez struck out Allen. He struck out Jenkins. A 1-2 on its way. Curveball hit in the air down the left field line and foul. Off the roof of the Pepsi porch.
Right back out into the field of play for TJ Schofield Sam at third base.
You got to play the carom.
Catch that thing out of the air. It's out number three in the Savannah Banana Land.
That's right. We're no party animals. The free pizza chant from below. The 1-2 pitch. Line drive left field. Danny Bautista Jr. in. It falls for a base hit. Stevenson has scored. Workman is in. The throw to the plate. Tag not in time by Susak. Two-run single for Isaac Pacheco. 5-0 West Michigan. Boy, that throw by Danny Bautista Jr. was right on catcher Daniel Susak. And the home plate umpire, Charles Welling, ruling Gage Workman was in.
I think that's been some of the issue this year is Susak, sometimes on those close plays, he isn't able to field it cleanly sometimes. That time, though, he took it off the hop. I think it was just a matter of the slide was in there from Workman in time before the tag hit him. Slid in with the feet, tag came up top, and unfortunately for Christian Fernandez, unable to get that final out before a couple runs come in, and that's going to do it for his night tonight, a tough fifth inning here.
Jack Owen is coming into the ballgame. Two-thirds of an inning work for Christian. Line not yet complete, but we can tell you. Two strikeouts, three base hits, a one fielding error committed by him. And a couple of hit whitecaps. He departs with Esni Chacon at second and Isaac Pacheco at first base. Here is the mustachioed Jack Owen. Peepaw on the back of his uniform.
I was about to say, who's this Jack Owen you're talking about? Peepaw.
Owen out of Aliso Viejo, California, the 25-year-old, signed out of Auburn. Been a consistent force out of this Lugnuts pen. 25 appearances out of the pen this year, three starts out of 56 innings, league batting 249 against him. You know, he rarely walks anybody. 13 walks, one of them intentional, and 49 strikeouts, one shy of 50.
Well, and he just needs to get an out. Lansing just trying to get out of this mess of the fifth. Four runs in, ninth batter coming to the plate here, and Josh Krause, he's K'd a couple of times tonight. There have been some moments, there were some opportunities. You look back at that hard hit ball that was right at Colby Halter. It took kind of that in-between hop at him with the bases loaded and one away, and it was hit hard where you thought double play, Nuts are out of the inning, it caroms off of him, and then the Whitecaps overrun the bases on that play, but Lansing was kind of sliding around, couldn't come up with the baseball, didn't realize it in time. West Michigan got away with some potential opportunities there, and they've now taken advantage of them.
Chacon at second, Pacheco at first, the batter Josh Crouch. Four runs in, 5-0 Caps. First pitch swung at and missed, strike one. The other thing is, Adam, just going back to the error committed by Christian Fernandez. When he strikes at Andrew Jenkins, that would have been the third out. Those last two runs unearned.
And it was a perfect play, too, by Brennan Malone.
Pickoff, though, into second base. Sails into center field by Owen. However, Chacon deked by Colby Halter. Late to recognize, and the runners stay put where they are. Jack Owen is a command pitcher, but That throw to second base was a little outside.
Well, yeah, and he got away with one because Perez was ready in time and somehow no Whitecaps on third base.
And a one for Josh Crouch on its way. Swing and a miss, strike two. Owen is so good at changing speeds and getting that batter off balance. In the Dayton series, I kid you not, he kept on throwing that 86-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle. And the Dayton batters kept taking it because they were looking for his off-speed stuff. That was their scouting report. So here's another fastball, middle-middle, that a batter takes. 0-2 pitch, off-speed down and away. Ball and two strikes on Crouch. Second inning, Crouch made the final out, striking out, swinging. And the fourth inning, he made the final out, striking out, swinging. And now here in the fifth, 2-1, two out, 1-2. Ground ball foul, left side. Right into the far side of the West Michigan dugout. Lights on in full, pitch black skies above. Quarter after the 9 o'clock hour here in Lansing, Michigan. If you missed it early, we had rain sweep in before the game. Backed up the time of first pitch by 42 minutes. The deal? Chopper hit toward short. Wilson attacks, grabs, transfers, throws to get him at first base. Side retired. And again, Crouch makes the final out of an inning. Three times in the first five frames, that's been the case. But the Whitecaps score four. They leave two. Halfway to the house, the Whitecaps lead is now 5-0 in Lansing.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer. Once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Six, seven, eight batters coming up. Last of the fifth inning. Lansing down 5-0 to West Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. He is Adam Jaxa sitting to my left in between one of his many interviews that he's been doing, previewing Central Michigan against Michigan State University, coming up from Spartan Stadium.
You know, you got two chips in the booth right now.
Probably pretty fired up about that. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. There's Chippewas all over the Lugnuts front office staff. Danny Bautista Jr., takes on the Ohio State Buckeye, Garrett Burham. Now with a 5-0 lead at his back. The pitch runs up and inside. Ball one. By the way, a little bit of movement for the West Michigan Whitecaps defensively. Here's the 1-0. Bautista Jr. taps it up the first base side. It's gloved and taken right to the base by Austin Murr at number one.
Well, you know, after you get a big lead and get a huge four-run half inning, the next thing you want is to go shut down the opposing team and do it so effortlessly to keep the momentum on your side, and that's a good start for the Whitecaps and Garrett Burham.
Remember, Luke Gold was hit by the pitch in the helmet, the top half of this inning? He's out at second base. Carlos Mendoza moves from left to second. Ball one outside to TJ Schofield-Sam. And the new left fielder is the man who pinch ran for Luke Gold, Esney Chacon. So Chacon in left, Stevenson in center, Allen in right, Pacheco at third, Workman at short, Mendoza at second, Murr at first. The pitch from Burhan, outside the catcher crouch, in his crouch.
You see the GM behind us is snacking on some popcorn here in the booth.
So good. That's so good.
We've always got sweet treats up here.
BYO popcorn. 2-0. Hit on the air and foul off the left side. Not better the sweet level. 2-1 on T.J. Schofield-Sam, who grounded out to second his first time up. Left-handed batter against the right-hander, Burhan. In his third inning of work. Kicks and fires. Breaking ball fisted into shallow right center. Cut off by the shortstop, Workman to his left. Out number two. Let's bring up the DH, C.J. Rodriguez. Well, yesterday it was announced that the Lansing Lugnuts debuting starter Gunnar Hoagland was the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week. On Saturday, the 23-year-old out of Ole Miss fired five hitless innings, striking out seven Dayton Dragons. Burhan to Rodriguez, and side ball one. Two outs, nobody on, last of the fifth, 5-0 Whitecaps.
You said it. I mean, they pitched great last week. It's the reason they won that series after losing the first two games in Dayton.
Tremendous. The wind and the toss. Slider outside. 2-0.
Well, we've seen some great offensive displays. Great to see Gunnar Hoagland come up, make that debut, and win player and pitcher of the week.
Former 19th overall pick of the first round of 2021. Fly ball right center field. Over goes Seth Stevenson. Brady Allen there too. Allen the catch from right. Side retired. Inning over. 1-2-3 go the Lugnuts against Garrett Burhan, who has now set down 8 in a row. And we go to the 6th inning. It's the Whitecaps leading the Lugnuts 5-0.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
So off we go to the 6th inning from Lansing, Michigan. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler joined by Adam Jaxa. The lefty Jack Owen came out of the Lugnuts pen to record the final out of the top of the 5th. And he deals the first pitch of the 6th. Austin Murrah takes a called strike one. If you're watching on Bally Live or MLB.TV, big lug you just saw come right down the rampway behind home plate. Owen finds a little bit below the knees. 1-1. It's Owen against Murr, followed by Mendoza and then Stevenson. Left-handed batter, righty, against the southpaw. The Auburn Tiger deals. Out of the air, down the left side, toward the corner, Danny Batista Jr. Out of the West Michigan pen, he's out of room. Strike two. Austin Murr, the North Carolina State Wolf Pack. Although, Adam, help me out with this. You know, there's that great question about what you call a singular Red Sox.
Yes.
Are they a Red Sox? What do you call a singular wolf pack?
A lone wolf.
The NC State lone wolf, Austin Murr. You know, I've heard that some teams never walk alone.
And then there were three of us.
1-2. Strike three called on the outside corner. He walks back to the dugout.
And they were the three best strikes that anyone had seen. They were the three best strikes that anyone had seen.
Oh, the wolf pack. Let's go to the top. And here comes the leadoff man, Carlos Mendoza. First strike at for Owen. Mendoza's 0 for 3. Last time up, though, he reached on the muff at first, a miscatch by Christian Fernandez. He takes a called strike across the inside corner from Owen. West Michigan, a run in the fourth against Jose Di Cochea, 4 in the fifth against Christian Fernandez. And meanwhile, the Lugnuts, nothing on the other side against Wilmer Flores, their 2, and the last 3 against Garrett Burhan. Sometimes I think I'm saying Burhan. Sometimes I think I'm saying Burhan.
You and me both.
Here's the pitch. That's at the knees. That's a called strike. Apologies to Garrett's family. Swing and a miss by Carlos Mendoza, and he's gone on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Owen. Bring up Seth Stevenson.
Well, this is the kind of momentum Lansing is trying to build off. They need to put together some shutdown innings, and then they've got to get the offense going. But you got to start with putting a zero up because West Michigan scored 5 straight runs in 2 innings.
Bunt laid down third base side, picked up by T.J. Schofield-Sam, and there's nothing to be done there. Seth Stevenson is on. 2-out base runner for the Whitecaps to bring up Brady Allen here in the 6th inning. Runner at first, 2 gone. Strike called outside corner. Brady Allen, who today has walked, singled, scored a run. Last time up, he struck out against Christian Fernandez. 7 hits so far for the Whitecaps, leading 5-0. Owen's pitch. Strike 2 called inside corner. Boy, Jack Owen is in his groove. As his sign. 0-2 pitch. Bouncing ball pushed right of the mound. Second baseman Halter charges. Glove flip. In time to first baseman Malone. Side retired. Colby Halter had to go an awful long way, and he converts. Just the hit. One man left. No runs against Owen in the top of the 6th inning. 5.5 complete. Whitecaps in the lead. 5-0.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
It's a 5-0 West Michigan Whitecaps lead as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning. And the Lugnuts are about to bring up 9-1-2. And we have that great baseball coincidence. Colby Halter, the second baseman, made a fine glove flip to end the top half of this inning on a ground ball hit by Brady Allen. He leads off here in the 6th against Garrett Burhan. The righty kicks and throws. And the left-handed batter fouls it away left side. Strike one of the men nicknamed Cheese. Say Cheese. Colby Halter has had a lot of reason to smile. Playing for the Florida Gators, what a powerful program. 17th rounder this past July by the Oakland A's, now already up in high A. He takes a ball outside. The crowd chanting Cheese. Oh, the nicknames are going to get the crowd even more behind them. Burhan's pitch. He lays down a bunt out in front of home plate. Catcher Crouch Bearhands fires. Got him at first base. Fist pump by Austin Murr at the conclusion of that one. That bunt laid up beautifully for Josh Crouch. It hopped up, and he snatched it. Halter turned away this time. With one away, here comes Junior Perez. Perez was 0 for 2. Struck out in the first, struck out in the third inning. Let's see how he does here in the sixth. Down 5-0. He takes ball one low and in. Today in Lansing Lugnuts history, let's go to 2019. Adam and I were on the call August the 29th, 4 years ago. Lugnuts and Whitecaps. Burhan's pitch. Missed in once again. Two balls, no strikes. Well, the Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps played a game in which we knew that there was going to be a monster storm coming. And we knew that you had to score, you had to get the lead, and you had to get the game over with. There was no time to waste. A 2-0 is on its way, and the slider's right in there for a called strike from Burhan. Well, no pitch clock. And so playing a game in 2 hours and 24 minutes, you were doing something. Lugnuts beat the Whitecaps 7-3. They beat the rain. They beat the Caps. The pitch, a ground ball foul off the instep of Perez. It's a good running fastball by Burhan, 2-2. The Lugnuts in that game saw home runs hit by L.J. Talley, Johnny Aiello, Rafael Lantigua, and Griffin Conine, and they all came off Chance Kirby. Great day to hit. The 2-2 pitch. Maybe a little low, maybe a little outside. Good take. Three balls and two strikes.
And yeah, that Conine guy hit a lot of home runs that year.
Yes, he did.
I think he led the Midwest League, Jesse.
He was some kind of slugger, and he only joined the Lugnuts in late May.
Ridiculous.
And then traded by the Blue Jays to the Marlins, the organization which his father became Mr. Marlin. Meanwhile, Rafael Lantigua was doing good things up in AAA for the Toronto Blue Jays still. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball up and in, ball four. Perez is on for the first time today. One out base runner. Lansing trailing 5-0. Jacob Wilson is coming up, and you can understand the catcher Crouch going out to the mat immediately to say to Garrett Burhan, all right, let's refocus, let's talk things through.
Well, right, you're thinking West Michigan, they've been in this spot before, and they've not been able to complete the victories. So here's the time through the order. Lansing trying to get back in this game, and West Michigan trying to halt their chances.
Lugnuts have knocked Garrett Burhan around earlier this year. Jacob Wilson wasn't there for it. This is his first game against West Michigan. Sixth overall pick in July. Swings in line. The first pitch hooked. Foul up the left side. Just foul. Strike one. Rounded out to shortstop in the first inning against the starter Wilmer Flores. And his second base in the third inning against this reliever. Really, though, the scheduled starter Burhan. Flores the opener in his rehab appearance. That ground out, the second at bat, Adam, to my mind, Wilson saw the open right side. And by the way, it's 5-0 West Michigan the lead. Tried to push the ball through. It was a great play made by Gold. Line drive sliced foul up the right side toward the Lugnuts pen. Strike two. If you're game casting this one, you see that it shows 6-0 West Michigan. Adam and I believe that that is wrong, that the Whitecaps scored 4 runs in the top of the fifth. If you're watching on Valley Live, MILB.TV, you're probably saying, what are you talking about? That shows 5-0. And we would say, that's correct. Burhan's 0-2 to Wilson. There's a threat to run. One gone. Spinning the pickoff, though, over. Tag applied late. It was a very short lead for Junior.
I don't know, Jesse, you spoke for me. What if I, too, believe that it is indeed 6-0 and this is all a ploy against you?
You could gaslight me. He could say, are the Lugnuts even playing the Whitecaps tonight?
I don't know.
Line drive, right field, Brady Allen in. Down for a base hit for Wilson. Perez gives a look in the rearview mirror, though back in behind him to second base late. He's back in standing. Single by Wilson on an 0-2 pitch.
Didn't get all of it right, but got enough of it out to right field and right in front of Allen. And here come the Lansing Lugnuts. Their offense is due to break through here. It's been too good of late. You got the right part of the order up to try and get back into this game.
5-0 Caps. Daniel Susak is 1-for-2 today, one of those four Lugnuts base hits. He steps in. Perez at second, Wilson at first, both can fly. Susak takes ball one low from Burhan. Susak's single back in the first inning, his 110th hit of the year. Second in the league in hits, second in the league in batting average. Burhan throws. And there's a called strike.
Question from the peanut gallery. Do you think it's Seuss or do you think it's Sus?
So my initial thought is, for the nickname S-U-S, that it's Seuss. Like Dr. Seuss. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know the kids. They say that person's sus.
Susak swings and taps it foul at home plate. Would you call Daniel Susak sus?
If you're talking from a pitcher's perspective, yes, I would.
Not a pitcher who's working with him.
No, a pitcher
Garrett
that's...
Garrett Burhan's like, that guy's sus.
That guy is definitely sus.
Garrett Burhan looks in for the sign.
That's your typical suspect there at the plate.
Two on, one down. The deal. Swing and a miss. What a changeup. Diving off the mat. And Susak strikes out. Burhan records his fourth K.
That's a great pitch right there. That's a good guy you're getting out at the plate, obviously, in Daniel Susak. And that's a big time out. You got an out. You got two on. And Daniel Susak unable to catch up to that one.
So two down. Last of the sixth inning, Wilson at first, Perez at second, how about Colby Thomas? 5-0, the Lugnuts trail. Big open stance for Colby. The pitch. Fastball missed outside. Colby has had a way of making things happen for this Lugnuts squad. Grounded out to second base in the first inning. In the fourth, facing Burhan, he struck out swinging. He's been susceptible to the slider. Burhan's ball one offering. Fastball waved at and missed. Fastball up around the letters. Lansing has not had too many threats in this game. It's been controlled by the Whitecaps. Single in the first for Susak. That was all. Single in the second for Malone, erased on a double play. Single in the third for Halter, stranded. Thomas takes inside. And then Garrett Burhan, after that Colby Halter bunt single, set down 9 consecutive batters before he walked Perez and Wilson single. And there they are, Perez at second, Wilson at first base. And a big strike out of Susak a moment ago for out number 2. 2-1, a hitter's pitch. Thomas pops it up, right side foul ground, gets over the netting. That baseball is back into the seats.
Just feels like if Lansing's gonna get back in this game, they've got to get at least a run here. Something positive offensively, because give credit to West Michigan. They have stymied this hot Lugnut offense and have shut them down in this opening game.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 on. The deal. Swing and a foul tip hung on to by Crouch. Strike 3. That does it for the 6th inning. Burhan strikes out Susak and Thomas, the Lansing 3-4 hitters, and he leaves 2 on. We're onward to the 7th inning, where Adam Jackson will retake the call. West Michigan has a 5-0 lead.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large,
or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the top of the seventh, we move here at Jackson Field. 5-0, West Michigan leads over your Lansing Lugnuts. Kumar Nambiar, the new man in. Pitch home. And that is a little bit outside. I apologize. It is still Jack Owen for a moment. It looked like it was Nambiar, those lefty velo boys. The pitch. That's on the outside part of the plate. Strike one.
It's the mustache.
It is the mustache. And I swear I saw one on his uniform. Anywho, next pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball. 2 strikes. We will see Kumar Nambiar at some point in this series. But not right now.
Kumar posted on his blog that the Lugnuts have so much pitching depth right now that everybody's going about once a week.
I think he posts about this phantom half inning that he's pitching in, or 1-2? On the ground, weekly hit right at the second baseman. Halter steps up, slings to first, and there's one away.
I think if Jack Owen pitches a perfect inning, he'll take credit.
I think he will, too. All right, it's Esne Chacon coming up. 5-0, Whitecaps leading, thanks to a run in the fourth and 4 in the fifth. Coming on 7 hits. The pitch on the ground right at the second baseman Halter. He's got it. Shuffles, throws to first. And just like he did a pitch before, completes the out. Two down here.
Kumar's looking great. Sorry about that.
Now that's deserving. That is deserving. He is indeed looking great. I tell you who else is looking great. Jack Owen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The real pitcher. The real Jack Owen is indeed standing up there on the hill, and he is pitching well tonight. Okay, here's Andrew Jenkins. Ready, the pitch. That's in there, strike one. Lansing, not many opportunities offensively, but they just left 2 stranded in that 6th inning. Pitch home. That's down low, 1-1. Be tough to come back on these Whitecaps. You've got all the momentum. 5 runs in the span of 2 frames. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Jack Owen is working quickly, he's in rhythm. Took over to get the final out in the 5th and has worked comfortably through the 6th and now trying to go through the 7th. 1-2. In there, called strike 3. And that is it for the Whitecaps in the 7th. We'll stretch it out and see if Lansing can get on the board when we return. 5-0 to the visitors. Thank you. To the bottom of the seventh, we move 5-0 Whitecaps. Garrett Burhan stays in. Comes Brennan Malone, righty-on-righty matchup. And the first pitch home. And he's inside, ball one. Lansing has been quiet offensively. They trail 5-0 and only have 4 hits. Pitch home. Popped up. Back to shallow center field. Second baseman Mendoza going back and makes the catch. He had a couple of helpers. Stevenson from center lost his cap, and Brady Allen was right behind him. So there's one away for Danny Bautista Jr. And we're going to answer that trivia question for you that we gave you in the fourth. And that was, of the 9 Lansing Lugnuts that have been called up to the big leagues this year, who was the most recent? And it happened last night. The pitch. That's on the outside part of the plate. Strike one to the righty, Danny Bautista Jr. Jesse, did we get any Lugnut listeners that came up with the correct answer or any guesses?
We got guesses, but they weren't correct.
0-1. That's inside. 1-1. What do you got? What were our guesses? I'm curious.
So folks were looking back a little bit too far and guessing maybe Hagen Danner, maybe Lawrence Butler.
Those were recent ones, but we had one even more recent. 1-1. Hard hit on the ground, foul. 1-2. How about Drew Millis, the former catcher traded to the Nationals organization? He came up and he pinch hit last night for the Nationals in the 9th. He made his major league debut. 1-2, lifted out to right center field. Hanging up for Allen, who comes over to his right. Now a step back to his left. 2 outs. Jesse and I really liked Drew Millis' game, and he was the perfect trade piece because I had too many catchers. And now he's making his debut with the Nationals. No surprise that he's a big leaguer and has made it up to that level.
I think his very best performance with Lansing came in a series at West Michigan when he just took over. But we also loved him as a guy, loved his family.
TJ Schofield, Sam, first pitch, up and outside, ball one. 5-0, Whitecaps, bottom 7, 2 outs, base is clear. He really was a great dude, and still is, I'm sure, with the Nationals. 1-0 pitch, that's outside, 2-0. Missouri State, right?
Yeah, he was a Bear.
Missouri State Bears, so they've had a couple that have reached the bigs recently. Jake Berger just traded from the White Sox. He was raking. 2-0 pitch. That's flied foul out of play. 2-1. I believe, what, he's with the Marlins now. Got traded at the trade deadline, but he was a great Missouri State Bear. A lot of pop for Jake Berger.
I was afraid you were going to grill me about him.
Take it easy on you. 2-1. Hard hit foul. I don't know. That was kind of a cheesy one. 2-2.
It was medium.
Not medium rare, though.
It was well done.
Yeah. Very well done. Burhan trying to work through the 7th here. He's been good in middle relief after taking over for Flores. The pitch. Swing and a miss right out of the zone. And that is going to do it. Burhan now with 6 strikeouts and has kept the Lugnuts scoreless, working from the 3rd inning on through the 7th. So we head to the 8th. It is 5-0, West Michigan.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Top of the eighth inning, Lansing trailing 5-0 as we bring you back to Jackson Field, the series opener between the Whitecaps and the Lugnuts. It's unfortunately not been the Nuts' night, but I tell you what, Jack Owen has pitched well. He will begin the eighth here against 7, 8, 9. Isaac Pacheco, Josh Crouch, and Austin Murr. Lefty on lefty matchup here. Play the lefty to pull to the right side. The pitch. That is on the outside corner. Strike one. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for West Michigan. No runs, 4 hits, 1 error for the Lansing Lugnuts in this series opener. 0-1 pitch. That's down low. On ball, 1 strike. I told Jesse that I was going to take a selfish moment here and give a shout-out. And the shout-out's going to go to my dad tonight. 1-1. That's popped up. Center field, Junior Perez over to his right, and he makes the catch, one away. August 29th is an important day in my family. It is my dad's birthday. He passed away a couple of years ago, but Dave Jackson would have been 65 today, and certainly thinking about him tonight. The pitch home. The reason that I broadcast and do these games and love to call Lansing Lugnuts baseball is because of him. The pitch, that's popped up. Foul first base side. Malone coming over, that's out of play. The tradition has been, Jesse, on his birthday and on his day of passing, is to wear the old sweaty Eaton Rapids hat that he used to rock at all of the sporting events he used to go to. 1-1 is on the ground, and that is up the middle through for a base hit. And Josh Crouch is aboard here, one out in the eighth inning. So here we are, rocking the Eaton Rapids hat tonight, and just wanted to give a shout-out to Dad tonight. Would have been 65, and I certainly miss him. And no, he was a big Lansing Lugnuts fan, and loved the Lansing community, so... One of the reasons baseball is such a big part of my family growing up and means so much to me to be here every night with you and all of the Lugnut and anybody listening, it's because of Dave Jackson. So there you go. Happy birthday, Dad. The pitch home. This is lifted out to center field. Perez running into his left, makes the catch, a shoestring grab, and there's the second out.
You do his memory proud.
Three hearts over from the production room. Well, I appreciate it, and I try not to bring them up too much, but there's moments where you think about him, and it happens often, and he loved the game of baseball, and again, he loved this community growing up in Eaton Rapids and becoming a big part of it. Pitch home. That's on the outside corner, strike one. I think it's a lot of the reason why this time of the year is so great. I mean, you get the fall temperatures, you get the end of baseball, postseason baseball, football is starting. All things that I grew up around him with. 0-1. Popped up. Center field. Junior Perez over to his left. And that's going to do it. So thanks for bearing with me a little moment here into the eighth. We will continue on. Lugnuts, Whitecaps, bottom eight. 5-0, West Michigan leading.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, to the bottom of the eighth we go, Lansing and West Michigan in game one of six. It is the final homestand of the 2023 season for the Lansing Lugnuts, believe it or not. And they've got some work to do here as they come up in this eighth inning. It'll be Christian Tortosa, the man that they face, and he takes over for Garrett Burhan, who was outstanding. Burhan took over in the third, pitched through the seventh. He didn't give up any runs. He struck out six. A walk and a base hit was all that he allowed. So Lansing trying to get going against someone different here. He will face first C.J. Rodriguez. First pitch home. And that is inside, ball one. It is really remarkable to see what West Michigan has done to Lansing's offense. The pitch, that's up high inside, two balls, no strikes. Jesse, I know they relied on a lot of great pitching in Dayton, but you mentioned it. The last time we saw them here at home against Great Lakes, their offense exploded. The pitch, that's fouled off, back into the glove. Josh Crouch, 2-1.
Very much a tip of the cap. Flores, the rehabber, working back to Double-A, and Garrett Burhan especially.
2-1 pitch. That's sent foul, first base side.
Burhan striking out Susak and Thomas with Perez at second and Wilson at first at the bottom of the sixth inning. That's the key moment in this game.
2-2 pitch. Lifted deep right field. Backing up Allen going over towards the line in the corner, and he makes the catch. Just had room over there for the first out of this eighth inning. Yeah, there's no question. That was the biggest part of this game. Lansing hasn't had many opportunities, and it's rare to see them only have one, four hits, but two have four singles. Susak in the first, Malone in the second, Halter in the third, and then Wilson in the sixth. And the first two had reached in the sixth. Here's one shot down the line, fair, and that one heading towards left field. Halter goes the other way, trying to get to second, and he will because the ball is kicked around in left field. So the throw comes in to third from Cocon. And it's a double from Colby Halter, who's living down that third base line tonight. A couple of bunts, that one punched down the ground.
I know that Colby Halter came into play today, Adam, 5-for-35. I'm not concerned about him. What I've seen from him defensively has been solid. The base running, solid. The bat discipline, the ability to lay down a good bunt, and now what we're starting to see from the bat. Hit some Adam balls last homestand. He's going to be just fine offensively.
And he's 2-for-3 tonight. First pitch, Junior Perez takes the fastball inside, and you mentioned it, a guy that doesn't strike out much, lays off the pitches that aren't on the plate. He's hit a couple of good baseballs, but sometimes they've turned into outs. Gets the double there. Pitch home. That's inside. Foot kicked up from Perez.
It's a couple of guys, too. Colby Halter's parents are here attending this homestand. Junior Perez's family is here.
Both those two trying to do their parents well tonight. Pitch. That's in there. Strike two. Rare to see with how good Junior Perez has been in the really last couple of months, specifically to see him strike out twice in a game. That happened in the first two at-bats. Did walk in the sixth. He's down 1-2 here. It's going to take time with the home plate umpire, Charles Welling. Lansing certainly not out of it. It's a 5-run game, but they're fighting an uphill battle here and trying to find that first run. Halter in scoring position with the top of the order due up. Great pitching tonight, though, from the Whitecaps. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He chased it as it dropped right out of the zone on him. A great pitch, and Junior frustrated with himself. You tip your cap, though, to Tortosa. Heck of a pitch. 2 outs.
You said it. Change up. Pull the string.
And now it's Jacob Wilson. Willie, his nickname.
I think in the first draft it was Lil Willie.
The pitch. That's on the outside corner. Nice breaking ball. Strike one. You think he's free?
By the way, his father is here for this homestand.
Oh, awesome stuff. He messaged in, said he was coming to Lansing this week. A one pitch. Hard hit on the ground. Backs up the third baseman. Pacheco throws to first, and it gets away from Murr. Around coming to score is Halter. He does score. Wilson rounded first, and he slides back in safely as the throw went to second. And Lansing's on the board. 5-1 in the bottom of the eighth. West Michigan now leads.
I enjoy the deft piece of base running by Jacob Wilson at the end of it. Starting to head for second, realizing there's nothing to be done there. West Michigan is ready. And then quickly scrambling back into first base. You don't want to be tagged out before your teammate can score.
Yeah, and you don't want to kill the rally, first one of the night, when the first run comes home. Good awareness there by Halter to run that out. Here's Daniel Susak. Knocked back foul, strike one. So we'll wait for the ruling. What do you think? You think they go throwing error there, or maybe a base hit and then an error? Interested to see what the decision is. The pitch, that's down low. 1-1.
The hole's right here for Daniel Susak. And you and I have talked with him about how he looks, finds those holes, and he's a place hitter. Left center field. Right center, too. The outfielders are playing shallower than usual.
The pitch home. That's down low. 2-2.
Right, you line this ball over the shortstop Workman. You put that ball into left center. It's going to roll for a while.
Let's see if he can find it. He is so great at finding the gaps. Certainly not sus at that. 2-1. That's in there. Strike two. We agree, though. It's Seuss, though, right? It's got to be Seuss.
Yes, that's my thought. Yeah.
Daniel Susak, shorten it up. It's Seuss. And he's got Willie, shortened from Wilson, over at first base. 2-2. Shot foul, first base side. By the way, Jack Wilson is, as Jesse mentioned, in town to watch his son, Jacob, play. And to no surprise, Jesse messaged in, said he loves the broadcast. Couldn't wait to get to Lansing and check out the park, and certainly hope he enjoys his week here. 2-2. Little bit low on the breaking ball. Good pitch. Susak, a better eye, and it's 3-2.
Right now, the big thing is to keep the line moving here in this eighth inning.
You can't get all four runs back in one swing. It's the old adage, but it's always true if the tying run is not at the plate, and that's not the case here with one on and a 5-1 Whitecap lead, bottom eight. Deep into the night here, past 10 o'clock. The pitch, line drive, base hit center field. Wilson advances to second. Susak is aboard for a second time. And the line does indeed keep moving. Here comes Colby Thomas.
He hit that ball on the nose. Remember, this is where Peoria's bullpen, or I should say, West Michigan's bullpen betrayed them in Peoria. Peoria made a habit of rallying back against the Whitecaps' pen again and again and again in that series at Dozier Park last week.
And again, you know that's in the minds of West Michigan, that confidence factor starts to trickle in as Lansing continues to get closer. It's still a four-run game. There's 2 outs in the inning, but you got to deal with a home run swatter and Colby Thomas, and a guy that has had many extra base hits this year. That's coming to the plate. So, no surprise, Josh Crouch out of his crouch to go and talk to Christian Tortosa to make sure they pitch Thomas carefully. And we've got time call. That's a pitch clock violation. No, it's a balk. And that'll move Lansing's runners up to second and third. Jacob Wilson headed to third. Susak headed to second on the balk spotted, it looked like, by Charles Welling.
That's the 22nd balk of the year spotted on West Michigan, compared to 10 for all of Lansing's pitchers.
Wow. Pitch home. That's up high and maybe a touch inside as well, 1-0.
That shows me something from Colby. Remember earlier this year when he'd get over-eager in that situation?
Learning as the season goes on. The pitch, that's in there, strike one. Boy, you think back, too, to that fifth inning that was so critical for Lansing. They had opportunities to get out of that frame and maybe give up one, maybe give up a couple. They give up four, and that has made it a four-run difference. 1-1. This ball stays up high, two balls and a strike. They only give up a couple in that inning. You've got the tying runs on base at second and third here. Not the case, though. West Michigan took advantage. They lead by four with two outs, bottom eight, runners at second and third. That pitch is outside, and it's 3-1 on Thomas. And Brennan Malone lingering as the tying run set to come to the plate here if there's a potential walk to Colby Thomas. First base open. Does he have a big swing, though, in him, maybe on 3-1? The pitch home. Laid off of it. They're going to check. He didn't go around, and the bases are full for the first time tonight with Nuts. And a game that West Michigan led 5-0, it is now a 5-1 game, and the tying run is coming to the plate. But first, we're going to get a visit from manager Brian Pena, and he looks like he's going to make a change. Ryan Pena was off that top step as quick as you could think. And he will indeed take the baseball from Tortosa.
Willyander Moreno coming in from the Whitecaps' pen. A man who's made 14 starts this year, and this is his 14th relief appearance. Adam, where he's had troubles is he's given up the home run ball 10 this year. He's also hit 5 batters with pitches. The league hitting .314 against him this year. 87 base hits allowed in his 68 innings. He's a command guy. He doesn't walk out a lot. He doesn't strike out a lot. And you're in a spot right now where, you know, if you walk a batter, a run comes in. But Brendan Malone is a fine hitter with a ton of power.
One grand slam this year for the Lansing Lugnuts. It came from Arribil Angeles. That has been it. But what a time it would be to try and get a second. We have not seen a home run tonight. Some chillier temperatures. The wind has really stopped whipping around from the start of this game. Started the night at 70 degrees, and it's dropped to 64. So we'll see here what happens, but either way, give credit to Lansing. Just getting back into a game that felt like it was kind of all West Michigan and over through 7 innings. Lansing gets a run here thanks to some help from West Michigan on a throwing error. They rule from Isaac Pacheco. Alter comes in to score after his third base shot double. And now since then, Susak singled, Thomas walked, then a balk, and the bases are loaded for Brennan Malone, who tonight is 1-for-3. Base hit in the second, strikeout in the fourth, and a flyout in the seventh. Does Lansing have some late-night magic tonight for the fans that have stuck it out, stayed through the rain delay that started us at 7:45? We're now pushing to 10:10 in the Eastern time zone. And here we go. First pitch. Foul, first base side. Off the edge of the bat from Malone. Strike one.
Well, that wasn't his pitch. That pitch was sinking on him. That's going to be easy for the infield. Adam, you know Brendan Malone constantly trying to change his luck. Went beard, went mustache, now fully clean-shaven for this homestand.
Well, we'll see if it works. Good chance here. The pitch home. Oh, that comes in and it hits him. And he will take his base. And in comes Jacob Wilson. It's 5-2. Danny Bautista Jr. coming up. And Malone shouting in frustration. That one hurt. And he now bends over about three quarters of the way down the line. And here comes the athletic trainer, Eric Fass, to take a peek at him. He just talked about it. Anale's got hit, bruised, and hope to see him soon. You certainly hope that Malone is okay. We've seen a few HBPs tonight on the Lugnut side. Lansing gets one here.
Especially as the weather gets colder and colder. It does not feel great.
No, it does not, because these guys have been playing in 80-plus degree temperatures, really, for the last few months. Malone is going to stay in the game. That's great news.
This inning. So there was the double by Halter, and there's also been the single by Susak. But the first run scored on the throwing error by Pacheco at third, and I get your second run of the HBP.
First pitch to Danny Bautista. Drops in, bottom of the zone, strike one. It's been aided, certainly, by some West Michigan mistakes, and Lansing now trying to look for that big swing. Winning run, potentially, at the plate here with the bases loaded. 5-2 Whitecaps. Next pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. Bautista Jr., he's due. 0-3. Ground out, or a line out into a double play, and then a ground out and a fly out, but he hit that line out extremely hard at first baseman Austin Murr. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Right now, Moreno trying to keep everything low. Danny with three home runs this year. Boy, he would love to hit a gap shot and watch these lug nuts trying to run around the bases and tie this score. Two outs in the frame, bases full, and a 1-2 pitch upcoming. Here it is. Swinging, it's in on the hands, weakly hit, charging his workman. Fields throws on the run in time. That's a great play at short on a ball that looked like it may have a chance to die and be an infield single. Lansing settles for two. They leave three stranded. We head to the ninth. Lansing trailing West Michigan 5-2. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his capital.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Brock Whittlesey is now into the ballgame, replacing Jack Owen. Whittlesey's nickname is Calvo. There's a story there. Whittlesey making this appearance his 37th of the year. That leads the Lansing relief corps. 49 and two-thirds innings, 22 walks, 39 strikeouts for the bearded one out of New Mexico State. Lugnuts are on the board. Two runs from the bottom of the eighth. Down 5-2 to West Michigan as we open up the ninth. Whittlesey to Seth Stevenson. Side ball one. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. Thank you so much for keeping us company. Tuesday, August the 29th in Michigan State Capitol. Whittlesey brings it. Yank the fastball outside. Ball two. Stevenson batting, Allen on deck, Workman in the hole. 2-3-4 in the Whitecaps order. Seth Stevenson is 1-for-2 today. The deal. That's outside. And that's ball three. Stevenson has been hit by two pitches. Lugnut's pitchers have hit three Whitecaps with pitches. Meanwhile, it's gone the other way. One Lugnut has been hit with a pitch. A 3-0 is in there at the knees. So Jack Owen, effective work out of the Lugnut's pen, following Christian Fernandez. 3-1 from Whittlesey. Pop foul, back our way and over our heads. Count is full. Baseball bouncing back, eaten up by the gutter. Jack Owen went 3 1/3 scoreless. Two hits, no walks, three strikeouts. Outstanding work. Stevenson leading off the ninth. Here's the payoff. Slider bounced up the first base side, but fell. And we'll stay right here.
Well, it's a good job by Whittlesey to get back in the count here. Down 3-0 and works it back 3-2. Listen, you never know. Crazier things have happened down 5-0. But you score two runs, the momentum is on your side. Now you're looking for that shutdown inning and trying to come up with a big bottom of the ninth.
Payoff once again. Here it comes. Line shot, left center field. That's a base hit. That's up the alleyway. Parrish trying to cut it off, but it goes all the way to the wall. Stevenson, great speed. Sprints around second. He's hustling for third. Relay throw from Wilson. One hops in. He's safe. Emphatically signaled by the bases umpire, Rondone. TJ Schofield Sam is saying that he came off the bag, that he overslid, and Rondone emphatically signaling no. Triple for Stevenson.
Wow, yeah, Schofield Sam, definitely he said that he came off, and no argument from Craig Conklin or any of the Lugnuts. And TJ Schofield Sam can't believe it out there.
Seth Stevenson leads off the ninth with a three-bagger. And Adam, there's potential insurance 90 feet away for West Michigan. Brady Allen is the batter. Nobody out, top of the ninth. Sinker balling Whittlesey with the infield drawn in. Brings it up and inside. Ball one.
He took the spotlight hitter role seriously tonight.
Yes,
my goodness.
Did. Well, remember when he was caught trying to steal?
Yeah.
And you're going, well, why did I even choose him? 1-0. Slider grounded right to third baseman Schofield Sam. Holds the runner. Fires it across. Out number one. DJ saying, I've got my eye on you, Seth Stevenson.
He's just got to be being tormented out there because Stevenson took a half step off the bag again and then got back to the bag. Schofield Sam can't get him, but does the right thing. Looks him back, hits to first, gets the out he can control.
Here's Gage Workman from the left side. 3-for-4 today. Lands the first pitch, hooking up the right field line. Foul. Strike one. I believe, Adam, that the last time that we saw Workman playing for West Michigan, he was a switch hitter. And now batting purely lefty. Singled to second base in the first inning. Singled to right field in the fourth. Singled then a run to right field in the fifth inning. Scored a run. Grounded out to second base in the seventh. Everything has been pulled. 5-2, Whitecaps top of the ninth. At third, Stevenson, one down. Time granted to the catcher, Susak. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, South Bend over Fort Wayne earlier today, 8-3. Lake County loses at Cedar Rapids, 2-1. The two teams, 1.5 games back of West Michigan in the standings, both lose. Strike one toss. Fouled up and away, left side, strike two to Workman. Dayton, meanwhile, is leading in Great Lakes 6-5, there in the top of the ninth. Dragon scored two runs in the top of the ninth inning against the Loons Pen. Now, they're three outs away from a one-run win in Dow Diamond. 0-2 from Whittlesey. Up and away. So Dayton lost four in a row at home against the Lugnuts, and they've turned around, and they're looking to get things off to a good start in Midland. Meanwhile, all those teams, you know they're watching this game. One run in the fourth, four runs in the fifth for the Whitecaps, up 5-2 in Lansing in the ninth. Whittlesey's pitch. Fastball high. Didn't tempt him.
It's also why it's a great time of the year, because you do the scoreboard watching sometimes throughout the season, maybe the end towards the first half, but everyone's watching now.
Oh, look, there's a game that's 20-0. That's our scoreboard watching. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Whittlesey blows away Workman. Two gone. Infield can return to its usual spot. Lead off triple. Ground out. Strike out against Whittlesey. Now he takes on Esni Chacon. Chacon replaced Luke Gold for precautionary reasons. A curveball from Christian Fernandez got away, plunked Gold on the helmet back in the fifth. Righty to righty. Fouled away, right side, strike one. Chacon, in his first at-bat, grabbed it out to the second baseman Halter in the seventh. That against Jack Owen. At third, Stevenson wanders away. Pitch on its way. Foul tipped into Susak's mitt. Strike two. Whittlesey gone right at him with a fastball.
Tell you what, Lansing's down here 5-2, but throughout this game, it's only been five runs because of some really timely strikeouts. We saw it from Fernandez and Owen, and now Whittlesey trying to do it as well.
He just struck out Workman. He brings the 0-2 pitch to Chacon. Slider outside. On the Oakland Athletics organizational scoreboard, Mason Miller up in AAA. He's pitched one inning. He struck out three. Try the 1-2 pitch. Slider again outside. Now Miller did walk two, but he's on his route back up to the major leagues, Adam.
Oh, it's great to see. They miss him up there, and fans love watching him, and why not? He can run it up all the way to triple digits.
We loved watching him. 2-2. Slider fouled off at home plate. Try it again. AA Midland lost 7-6 to the Sod Poodles of Amarillo. Cooper Bowman in the loss 3-for-4 with a couple of doubles. Max Muncy another double, and he knocked in two in the losing cause. Whittlesey to Esni Chacon. Slider golfed out to left field. Danny Bautista Jr. right there to his right. He's got it. Side retired scorelessly. Stevenson tripled, stranded at third, and we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Whitecaps are protecting a 5-2 lead.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Save.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Save can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Save. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
To the bottom of the ninth inning. West Michigan 5, Lansing 2. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Well, Leandro Moreno remains on the mound. 7-8-9, Schofield Sam, Rodriguez, Halter in the order. Down by 3. Righty Moreno deals. Fastball's inside. Ball 1 to TJ Schofield Sam. Right-handed pitcher against the left-handed batter. Schofield Sam is 0-for-3. Ground out, pop out, strikeout. The pitch, ball 2 low and in.
I'll tell you what, Lansing has been tough in final at-bats all year at home, and we'll see what happens here. You never know.
Here it comes. fouled off into the screen left side. The outlook wasn't brilliant, Adam.
No, it wasn't.
The score stood 5-2, but one inning more to play. Pitch on its way. High and outside, ball three.
And the good news, there's no Mighty Casey in the lineup for the Lugnuts.
Mighty Casey, man. That guy was not clutch.
God bless his soul.
I swear, though, they should have intentionally walked him if he was that good. 3-1. Down and in, ball four. Or, you know, unintentionally draw a walk. And TJ Schofield, Sam is aboard.
Well, you got a chance here with Rodriguez and Holter. And Holter has basically batted like a leadoff guy tonight. He's reached 2 of 3 times. If you can turn the card over and get back to the top of the order, this thing could get interesting.
It is 64 degrees in Lansing, Michigan. Righty, righty. C.J. Rodriguez takes called strike one. In the West Michigan pen, it's Trevin Michael who is currently warming up. Right-hander from Piedmont, Oklahoma. 5-2 Whitecaps. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball, and he was late to react. Nothing and two on Rodriguez. 0-3 today with 3 flyouts. 1 to center and 2 to right field.
Now you got to change up that approach. Shorten the swing.
Here it comes. Breaking ball up and inside. Now, Williando Moreno does not strike out a lot of batters. He pitches to contact. Seeing if his stuff plays out and plays up out of the pen. They shift him on the left side. Second baseman Mendoza plays up the middle. The pitch, high and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Five runs, 9 hits, 1 error for the Whitecaps. 2 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error for the Lugnuts. Nobody out. Schofield Sam at first. The pitch, off speed, sinks low. 3-2 to Rodriguez, and a count that began strike one, strike two. Short lead for Schofield Sam, held on by Murr at first. Here's the payoff. Yanked outside, ball four. 4 straight pitches missed the zone from Williano Moreno, and that's back-to-back walks to open up the ninth.
What'd we tell you? Lansing is tough to close out games. They do not give you very much at the plate, and that is tremendous plate discipline from C.J. Rodriguez. Down 0-2, like you said, he takes 4 pitches, and that last one was close. And now you've got 2 of 3 in the bottom of the order that have reached, and a guy that has swung it pretty well coming up. And the tying run now at the plate. That's the goal in the ninth inning. Get that tying run to the plate. And Lansing has done that.
Trevin Michael is coming in for Williando Moreno. Adam, just thinking about big picture for the West Michigan Whitecaps. They're a game and a half lead in the East Division entering play today. They have played so well this second half. But I say to you, once you get into the postseason, you have to be able to depend upon your bullpen if you want to win a Midwest League championship. And right now that confidence is not there.
Yeah, your pitching in general. It can't just be the starters or it can't just be the bullpen. You got to get both. And if you don't have both, you are very susceptible to not going very far in the playoffs. And they haven't made the playoffs yet either. So you can extend it right now that all of these teams right now in the Eastern Division, they are in the playoffs, fighting to get into the playoffs to try and win the playoffs. And although West Michigan's in front, they got to close this thing out with 2 weeks to go, and specifically with their struggles in Peoria closing out games, they're now trying to fight some of those struggles here in Lansing, and the Lugnuts have been known for coming back and finding ways in the ninth inning specifically this season.
The Peoria series. West Michigan won the first 14-3. They won it going away. And they were feeling pretty darn good the second day as well. After all, they were leading 5-4 going to the bottom of the ninth. But the Chiefs in the bottom of the ninth forced extra innings. That and a home run hit by Ramon Mendoza. And then in the top of the 10th inning, the Whitecaps scored 2. And the Chiefs walked off on a 3-run homer hit by Alex Iadesernia. They won 8-7 in 10 innings. Then you come back the very next day. The Chiefs are down 3-0 going to the bottom of the 6th, 3-2 going to the bottom of the 9th. Again, the Chiefs walk off with 2 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning. The Whitecaps strike back They've lost two in a row. They strike back and they win 9-1 on Friday. But then on Saturday, they lose 5-2. 2-0, they let go into the bottom of the seventh. Gave up two in the seventh, three in the eighth. Then on Sunday, they led 3-1. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Game was forced in extras. Chiefs walked off in the tenth. First pitch by Trevin Michael. Swung at and missed. Strike one by Colby Halter, the number nine batter. At second, Schofield Sam. At first, C.J. Rodriguez. Whitecaps are up 5-2. Bottom of the ninth. Nobody out. The deal. Halter foul tips it into Cratch's mitt. Strike two. While Trevin Michael trying to put out the Lugnuts fire. A cool night. Halter is 2-for-3 with a bunt single, a double, and a run scored. Left-handed batter. Choking up. Michael's pitch. Fastball waved at and missed. He threw it right by him, right down the middle. And there's one down.
Well, the irony there, facing the nicknamed Colby Halter, Cheese, and he gave him the cheese on three straight pitches. You're right, Jesse. He challenged him, and he got three swings, one foul tip, but a couple swings and misses and gets the strikeout, and that is a big out for West Michigan.
Fastball, cutter, sweeper in the Michael arsenal. Fastball mid to upper 90s. Oklahoma Sooner deals to Junior Perez. Line drive, left field to Cone, over, dives to make the catch. Runners have to scramble back. Throw to second base is late. Esnisha Cone did not begin this game in left field. He only came in defensively after Luke Gold was hit by a pitch, and he just steals away a base hit from Junior Perez.
Probably extra base hits. Extra base hit there. My goodness, that ball just hung up long enough. It was walloped by Perez. He was timing up that fastball in the on-deck circle. He got it, and he didn't miss it, but a great grab out there in left field.
So now two down and two on for Jacob Wilson. 5-2, the Lugnuts trail. Wilson lays off the breaking ball outside.
He wasn't about to throw a fifth straight fastball.
Junior Perez was sitting. Cracked it. Esnisha Cone, my goodness. Wilson is 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. The pitch. Slider called a strike on the outside corner. Lansing down to its final out. Jacob Wilson representing the potential game-tying run. Hit his first professional home run last weekend at Dayton. A 1-1 on its way. Punched on the ground right side. Second baseman Mendoza makes the play, lobbing the first in time, and this ball game is over. The Lugnuts scored two in the bottom of the eighth. They started to rally in the ninth, and Trevin Michael, with the help of a diving catch made by Esnisha Cone, extinguishes things. Whitecaps win the opener 5-2.
Yeah, I mean, West Michigan's got to feel good. It wasn't pretty there at the end. She gave up a couple in the eighth, leave the bases loaded in that eighth inning, and then two runners get on. You bring the tying run to the plate, but great defense and just enough pitching gets the job done. West Michigan ends that four-game winning streak for the Lansing Lugnuts and takes a pivotal first game here in the second-to-last series of the year.
So now five home games remaining in the Lansing Lugnuts 2023 schedule. Tomorrow, Jackson Job gets the ball for the Whitecaps against the Lugnuts' Jacob Waters. Or I should say, against the Lugnuts' James Gonzalez.
What a matchup that's going to be, to see Jackson Job get an opportunity to pitch against Lansing Lugnuts. Won't get easier for them as they try and face him and try and they're going to look to get some earlier runs and not get behind, but that's going to be a stiff task tomorrow.
Thursday, Coors Light Thursday. Tomorrow is a White Claws and Paws. Oh, by the way, bring your dog out. Enjoy specials on White Claws. Thursday, the very last Coors Light Thursday of the year. Then Friday, the very last Copa de la Diversión, Lansing Locos in action. Fan Appreciation Night on Saturday, and then Sunday, Accessibility Day. Sunday as well, a Capital City Market Kids Day to close out this home schedule. Go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. 5-2, the Whitecaps over the Lugnuts tonight. Lugnuts blanked until the bottom of the eighth inning. Fine relief from Jack Owen in the losing cause. But in the end, the Lugnuts rally in the last of the eighth, not joined by one in the ninth. The Whitecaps bullpen hangs on. We are one game done here.
Yeah, it really just came down to that fifth inning, right? Lansing had a couple of chances to get out of it. They didn't. Give credit to West Michigan. They took advantage and opened up the game, scored four runs, and that was enough to hold on and win 5-2 with things getting a little dicey for them in the eighth and the ninth. And on the other side, you give credit to Lansing coming back in the last couple of innings, but they really got sliced and diced tonight by Garrett Burhan. He was outstanding after Wilmer Flores went the first couple innings. We'll see if the offense can get going a little bit earlier tomorrow night, but good middle relief pitching tonight by Lansing.
One game closer to Friday night, Spartan Stadium.
Yes, sir. Yes. Can't wait.
Adam, thank you.
Thank you. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Let's do it tomorrow. 7.05 p.m. Gates will open at 6 p.m. Tonight's game started in a delay. And so after we waited 42 minutes, the game took 2 hours and 45 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 2,568. Lugnuts fall to 25-30, 56-64 overall. And the Whitecaps improved to 31-23, 63-56 for the season. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We wish you well. Good night from Michigan State Capitol. The Whitecaps 5, the Lugnuts 2. Have a terrific rest of your evening, and go Nuts!